Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
What is going on, DMV? This is JB with your weekly radio show, and it's another week. You know, I mean, I don't know when we ever don't have a week, but it's another week of drag racing. This week, man, I'm going to hang out with my homeboys, the Horsemen. We are going to be down at Colonial Beach on Friday and Saturday. They have some nice stuff for you going on down at the beach this weekend. I'm about to give you a rundown on what you can look forward to at the beach. Let me get this flyer in front of me. I'm going to give you all a rundown of what is going on at the beach this Friday and Saturday. On Saturday, you can look forward to, you have a small tie shootout. It's a $1,000 purse, $50 entry added to the purse, 29 315s or smaller, no bars, any power adder, no chassis, any suspension. You have a conventional head shootout. This is invitation only. $1,000 purse, $50 to enter. Also, you have some grudge matches going on this weekend between Brian Disco Nova Nelson versus Cubby Drive By Bannister. You got Daniel Snow from the Snow Boys taking on Country Strong Lewis Collins. You got Kenny the Headliner Beecham taking on Jerome the Half Breed Ward. You got Daniel Young Gunner Ravenscroft taking on Robbie Al Capone Bush. You got J.C., the Man of Steel, 69 Richardson, taking on Bobby, the Train Snow. Now, these are grudge races, but they're going to do it match race style, best of three. Yes, they're bringing it back to you, the best of three. So, y'all, don't just, you know, don't sit there and think you're only going to see one pass. This is going to be a best of three shootout. Also, you have additional classes. You got a footbrake gamblers class. You got a motorcycle gambler's class and a pit bike bracket race. Yes, a pit bike bracket race. Friday, the gates will open at 5. They will close at 10:30 p.m. Admission for Friday is $10. Kids 11 and under free. Test and tune is $20. Saturday, gates open at 12, race until 10:30 p.m. Admission is $20. Kids 11 and under free. Test and tune is $30. So come on out and party with the Horsemen on Unfinished Business. This is going to be a good race. You got match races and got a couple races that have locked in. Will be locked in tonight. I think there's another matchup taking place where Latavius Maddox in his Vega will be giving Travis Griffin, the nephew of Todd Whedon, will be giving him in his S10 the break to the eighth mile. If anybody has anything else they would like to lock in tonight, Hey, just feel free to push the one button. I'll open you up, and you can speak. Also, man, it's just, I got to say it, big ups to everybody because, you know, grudge racing is grudge racing, but family is family. And this morning, as y'all know, Mr. Cubby Bannister's dad had a little slight heart attack, but just found out Mr. Bannister is doing better. And if you know Cubby's daddy, he is he's a racer. He loves drag racing. You can find him at MIR or any of the other tracks just hanging out, having a good time. It's good to hear that Cubby Bannister's father is doing better. And look, all the support I saw today, I think the post reached over 100 and some members just, you know, sending their prayers his way. And I'm glad to say that I think they, you know, he is doing good. And, man, I mean, I don't know when he's going to be back at the track, but you're probably going to see Mr. Bannister pretty soon at a track close to you. So, hey, just want to show, you know, give a big shout out to the whole DMV Grudge page for showing some love to Mr. Bannister. Also, got to show some, give some props up. The boys got it on, well, Cubby and Ugly got it on this Wednesday. Ugly took the win, and it was, both guys showed. They both ran. I mean, the action was there. So, I mean, you know, it's grudge racing, and, Ugly took the win. Both made the trip, and, I mean, I know you'll probably see that race again, but, yeah, I just got to give a shout-out to both guys, Justin Ellis and, you know, his driver, Ricky Fox, and the Fox crew, and, you know, give a big shout-out to Cubby. So, you know, that took place this weekend, we got some stuff going on this weekend and next weekend and the following weekend. So, I mean, we got racing, you know, packed back-to-back next weekend. I hope everybody's going to come and, you know, hang out with me and Scotty G and a couple more. We're going to be at Cecil County, which so far we have about seven grudge races locked in and four or five are for the belts. So, you know, if you coming up, you know, come on up and see who is going to win. One of the heavy hitters, we got Gene Stevens taking on the corner for the top sportsman belt. We got Mr. Tony Wright taking on Donye, Fade the Black, for the, an Extreme 29 belt. We got the Dirty Boys from Coop Performance taking on Jolly Rancher for the Georgia Small Block belt. We got Extreme Fox Body belt, one of our own, Mr. Russell McManus from the Horsemen, taking on Team SVO. And we got a couple more that have come in and said they want to do something, but, you know, I know Donye has also locked in Tony Wright. So, you know, yeah, I hope y'all come on out. We got two shootouts. We got the Anything Go 28-29, 2,000 payout. We got the Small Block Shootout, 2,000 payout, and that's Small Block Nitrous only. No bars. Bigger tire gives the smaller tire lane choice. That's heads up, and that's going on. And then we got a Small Block. We got a Street Car Shootout, Stock Block versus Small Block, and that's a Street Car Quarter Mile Shootout hosted by Out in Front Racing, Marcus Thompson. I'm about to open this first mic. I think it is 301-848-4879. How are you doing today, sir?
What's going on, JV? What's going on, babe?
I'm doing good, man. I'm getting, you know, this race, man, you know, at first, you know, I was kind of like, man, you know, first time we done Cecil and everything. Now it's like, man, I got a text today from Lavelle McDonald with the Hannibal car. I got a text from some other guys from Mississippi. They're like, JB, we making that trip next week, man. We coming to play. And I said, you know, I was talking to Lavelle, and, you know, he was like, yeah, you know, he was like, I'm making that trip. And he said, I said, well, yeah, you know, he asked. He said, who's coming up on 29s? I said, well, you know, Donye, Tony, and Tony Wright going to be there. He said, well, I don't mean no harm. He said, if Donye ain't looking too good to me, Hannibal might want a piece. I said, Lord, have mercy. He said, yeah, it depends on how I'm feeling, but he said, I'm traveling up there, so somebody going to get something.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. It's going to be a good one, man. But I think this race coming up, Colonial Beach, with Disco Nova and Copy.
That's going, yeah.
I like Copy.
I'm going to tell you, man.
I like Copy, and if anybody listening, I'll bet on that.
Yeah, I know. Cubby will even tell you. I told Cubby last night after the race, I said, Cubby, man, that car's getting there. He was like, yeah, man, just, you know, it's taking its time, man. I'm getting it there. He was like, man, it's getting better and better each time I make a pass. So I said, man, big ups. And he said, yeah,
Cubby's a cool dude, man. Cubby a cool dude.
Yeah, I got to give him credit. The car's getting there. It's getting there, you know, each and every day. So I told him, I said, man, I'll see you Saturday. He said, yeah, that Disco Nova not going to get away from me. You can bet that. So, yeah, I know there's some people on here that like that Disco Nova. So if y'all want to push that one button and get some side betting going on for this weekend, y'all can push the one button and definitely be heard if you like
the
Disco Nova.
Button.
Yeah, I don't,
you
know,
use
I don't
your
think
thumb, index, finger, anything. Just press one.
Who we got? Who we got? We got plenty of 804 numbers and some 540 and some 703s. So who is going to step up, grab? I know everybody got a cell phone, so it's really easy. All you got to do is push that keypad, push the one button, and tell us that you are riding with the Disco Nova and lock some side money in. Let's see what these side bets, because like I say today, French, I was looking at a shootout the other day, and the side betting on the shootouts has starting to get crazy. And that's what grudge racing needs, because you don't have to just bet on a grudge race. You can bet. That side pot can get right nice, too, if somebody, you know. I mean, if somebody betting, that side pot can get right. So let's see. Anybody going to click the one button? Let's see who you like. Do you like Brian Nelson, the Disco Nova, or do you like Cubby Bannister in the drive-by? Now, you know, I'm going to give y'all some time to think about that. We got some other races, too. I mean, you know, you got let's see, French, who you like with J.C. Richardson versus the Snowboys?
That's two out of three?
That's two out of three.
Jeez, Snowboys look good last week, but they look good. They look good.
Yeah, I tell you, I was at Richmond Dragway. Good guys, man. We hung out, and you know, he said, man, I'm definitely coming down there next week, and he said, I'm coming strapped and ready to go. I said, well, you know, you got a hard task ahead of you, because Mr. Steele, J.C. Richardson, just doesn't know walk in the park. But he said, yeah. But it's going to be one hell of a race, and it really is. Both cars.
You know what?
I mean,
I'm just going to be – I'm going to go like whoever leads first.
I agree with that.
That's the way – or do you need an answer from me? Do you need a yes and who's going to win?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I like both cars. I really do. But, man, something about right now, that Snowboy has got Colonial Beach figured out. And I'm going to tell you, every pass I have seen him run.
It's perfect.
Colonial, huh?
I said every pass he made at the beach is perfect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm going to have to ride with the Snowboys. I'm going to take a gamble. They're both evenly matched. Both of them, whoever leads the tree first, but I'm going to take a gamble. I'm going to take the Snowboy.
All right, we got a
snowboard. All right,
what about Young Gun Daniel Ravenscroft taking on Mr. Robbie Bush?
Oh, man. Only reason I'm going to go with Daniel, Robbie got the power, is just, to me, it ain't consistent enough for me. You know what I'm saying?
He'll
make a good pass, one pass, and the next time I might blow the tires off. Robbie got the power. I mean, if both of them make the trip, Robbie got him. I'm going to have to go with consistency, and I'm going to go with Daniel on that one.
Okay, I can dig it. Yeah, that Daniel Ravenscroft, I give him credit. He always looking – one thing about him I see about him, he always looking to race. You know, he's just, hey, what's going on this weekend? What's going on this weekend? Hey, I want to do this. And I think he's starting to get some consistency out of his car. That heavy one, you know, the street – I ain't going to say street – But the blue one he's driving now is more consistent than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's starting to really like it, and, you know, I like to see him race, and I can't wait. You know, I just got word that anybody that wants to know, Colonial Beach has resurfaced the whole track. And if you don't believe it, you can go check it out tomorrow. Actually, I was one that took a couple pair of slicks down there the other week. So, I mean, Colonial Beach has resurfaced the whole track. So if you want to test and tune and try it out yourself, you can go on out there Friday, tomorrow night, and I think they're going to have, you know, they're going to have some little grudge races going on, and they're going to do a couple, you know, some people going to be testing, and who knows what could happen down there tomorrow night. But I know, let's see, next one, Mr. Fritz, I want to know, who do you like? Let's see, let's go on down this list. Daniel Snow, the younger Snow brother, versus Lewis Collins, Mr. Country Strong.
What car Daniel got?
Daniel Snow has got the, you know, I can't give him a name. I mean, I don't know what he calls it, but it's the blue Camaro. It last time I seen it, it had no wheelie bars on it, and it's got a big block in it on nitrous, and he's taking on Mr. Country Strong, Lewis Collins. Lewis is on the motor.
Lewis Collins, hands down.
Okay, so all right, we got Lewis Collins over the Snow Boys. All right, let's move on down this list. And,
hey, JB, keep, I don't know if you can do it, keep notes to see how many I get right.
I damn sure listening. So next, we got a good one here. I like this one. Now, this one is going to tell the tape because we got Kenny Beecham in the headliner taking on Jerome Ward in the half breed.
I got to ride with Kenny Beecham.
Okay. Kenny Beecham over Jerome Ward in the half-breed. And I think what's the last one? Let me see. That might be it for the match races. Let's see. Yes, that's it. And
go to Caesar then.
Huh?
Caesar one I'm ready for.
Yeah, I understand. I definitely understand, man. I can't wait my damn self, man. I just, you know what? I mean, and the thing about it, I just, you know, got a text this week. I'm going to tell you how my week started off. Got a text, and somebody said, man, I'm coming to Cecil. I said, man, I had to look. I said, oh, shit, he fucking with me because he got a race in House of Hooks. I was like, yeah, that's bullshit. So then he texted me back. He said, I want the damn belt. I want everybody to know that I got the baddest, and this is how he said it. I got the baddest fucking small block in America in the grudge scene. And I said, damn. He said, you can quote it. You can do whatever you want. I got the baddest small block on 28th in America.
And who is this?
The white boys. Mr. Lester Neely.
I'm going to have to disagree with that one.
All right, so who? Right now,
they ain't even been out. I haven't seen them been out. Big Ball Factor has a bad or small block, period.
I don't care
who out there now doing it. I mean, I'm giving them props. They're riding. And like I said, if they was to run Big Ball Factor, he still got the bad or small block out there. And they ain't even out.
No, but I can tell you one thing, French. Mr. Robbie is, you can bet, I got a feeling that you might see that car this year or maybe toward the end of the year, but he's got something in the making.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But now let me ask you this. If Lester Neely and Mr. Petey Smallblock lock horns this week, because I think Mr. Petey got something in, I think he's got something in the oven, and, you know, Petey's always – let's just put it like this. Petey's been into small blocks and conventional head shit for years.
Forever.
So if Lester Neely, Petey's small block, do something next week, who are you riding with? Now, that's how I said it. You know, I was a little calm because, you know, both of these guys were in a post. And, you know, I'm thinking, all right, well, Petey probably, he, you know, he don't have something right now, so he's going to take it easy. He said, well, nah, you know, we working on something, so we might just do something. So
correct. I just want to make sure, I know it's Petey Small Block, but the last time I heard, he had Owens Mustang with the Willy Balls on it, right?
Actually, if I'm not mistaken, that car might have been sold. You are talking about the orange, the pretty orange car.
Right.
They called it Mini Me.
Right.
Yeah,
I wanted to make sure. I was about to say, because if Lester was running that car, I would have liked Petey, but I don't know what Petey driving now, so.
Yeah, I don't know if Petey driving either, but I know they got something working, and, you know, it's something in the making. But now let's get to this. I know these guys are going to call in later. Now, French, this could go off. I know he's in here somewhere. He's probably going to get in here later. But I'll go ahead and let it out the bag. Mr. Josh Jones, the Bad Storm, wants a three-peat. He wants the rematch because they are 1-1. He wants the Pink Warrior next weekend at Cecil County. As you know, they are 1-1. Josh won the first one. The Pink Warrior, Josh won in their backyard, and Pink Warrior got one in his backyard. So now the boys are...
Hold on real quick. Hold up.
All right, and while we're on hold, if anybody else wants to get in, there we go. Mr. 610-656-2422, the quickest man with brick oven pizza in the Philly area, Mr. Pizza Gangster himself.
What's happening, JB?
What is going on, man? I was just telling French, man, the race, you know, at first, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm straightforward. I don't hide shit. So I was kind of a little like, man, you know, this is the first time, you know, doing Cecil, doing, you know, trying to feel, because every race you gonna have those like, man, you know what? I was just telling the boys, I've been getting call after call about, hey man, who's coming on a small block? Who's coming with a small block back half? Who's coming with a small block 29? Who's coming on 29? Who's coming conventional head? Who's coming? Man, and I mean, it's just been crazy. Like, I was just telling, I don't know if you've ever seen the car, but there's a car that's going to be there next Saturday. His name is Lavelle McDonald. You know, he's been out, you know, once. He, you know, had some problems, but he's coming back. And, you know, like he told me, he said, man, I've really been out of racing for a while, but I'm coming back heavy. And he said, I'm bringing Hannibal to Cecil County. I said, well, damn, how does Hannibal sit? He said, I sit on 29s, 28s, 29s. I can go either. But he said, I'm sitting on 29s, and he said, Hannibal's hungry. So he's coming out of Mississippi. He's coming to Cecil. And, you know, Coop Performance is traveling up to Cecil. You got Jolly Ranchers coming. Just got confirmation, you know, The Bad Storm is looking for – the Bad Storm wants the – he wants a third round between the Bad Storm and the Pink Warrior.
Right. Well, I know that they were trying to – that race was supposed to be locked in with the Mistress, small block to small block heads up. And I heard through the grapevine that race might be going down at Cecil.
Oh, you're
talking about –
the
race of Bad – the Mistress.
The Mistress versus small block, the Storm?
Yep, small block, heads up.
Oh, did they talk about it? Did they?
I heard some inklings that might be going down. Not 100% sure, but I know they're trying to get something together. That's from what I hear. Not positive,
okay.
But I'm a pretty good chance.
Okay,
if
cause
the Mistress
yeah,
is
I know.
Ready, I know he's going to be there.
Yeah. Okay. Damn. Because I had talked, with Josh, and I know he said, you know. He said he was like, I know he definitely wants the Pink Warrior. He wants the three. He was like, man, I know I got him. He didn't got me. So, you know, I want to go ahead and end it. And, you know, let's just see. If he gets me, he's up. You know, he just out-muscled me. If I get him, you know, it's 2-1, you know. So he wants that rematch. I know for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking about, like, he's hungry for that one. I don't know if he's, you know, I know he's going to call in tonight, and, you know, he's supposed to do some locking in, but I hadn't heard that he had locked in the mistress, but if
no,
he has.
No, they're not locked in. They're close. Like I said, they're just waiting on, I know the mistress is just waiting to get a couple things straightened out, and I know that he wants to, you know, he wants to go sit heads up with the bad storm, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
JB, JB.
What's going on?
Come back at it, man. I'm just back at it. This voice sounds familiar. Who's this on the phone? This Joe?
That's the pizza gangster. That's
part
of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, pizza gangster, man? How you doing,
what's
man?
What's going on, sir? What's going on?
Ain't
I just like to say to everybody out
much.
There. Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. I just like to say this to everybody out there. When they get to Seaside, I think they're going to be really, and if they've never been there, they're going to want to come back. I mean, like I said, I put that track second to Bud's Creek. It's just unbelievable. How the preparation, they take care of that track. So, like I said, I think it's going to be a hell of a turnout. I know I talked to Scotty G on Monday, and we were going back and forth, and he's really excited about the whole deal and how it's coming together. So I think the turnout's going to be, it's going to be pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I don't know. I know a rematch that you want, and, you know, I know on Facebook he said, man, you know what? I might get up there, JB, you know, because he tagged somebody in it. He said, I might just take another round with the old pizza gangster. But Lou Collins is coming also to Cecil next weekend.
Listen, if he, I know, like, I, you know what, listen, if he makes
the race
right.
Yeah, and the way he, and he still is, you know, he still is on the horsepower. He's actually running this weekend. He's going up against the Snowboys. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they got a blue. It's basically, I'm not going to say a street car, but it's a 31. It was on a bar, but now it's no bars, and it's on nitrous, but it's like a conventional, like on nitrous, taking on Lou, motor to gas. They're supposed to do it at the Horseman's event, Unfinished Business, on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Don't they have two cars, though? They got a cube car, too, a 69, right?
Yeah,
I'm thinking about.
And I'm going to tell you, he's been asking, you know, Bobby Snow may just come up to Cecil with the red car. So, you know, that's a back half. You know, it's a back half. And he, you know, them guys right there, they race and they like to play. So he might just, you know, there's a chance you might see that thing in Cecil, but I know that. The whole group from up there is coming. The Disco Nova, they got a car owned by Michael Webb. It's an old back half on 29, small block. He's coming. Then they got a pretty Chevy 2, like a turquoise, bluish color that's tuned by the guy. You might know that he tunes Chris Reaney's car.
No, that's off my head.
Yeah, well, I know you know Chris Reaney.
Yeah.
Promar Chris Reaney, but they got a real pretty Chevy 2 that's coming up, this small block. He's coming to play. They got, you know, they got a couple cars that are really coming up to play, man, on the small block or, you know, in the big blocks. And I don't know if you've also heard, I can give you the heads up. I know you don't have Facebook, but the lock-ins for next week are as Tony Wright versus Donye, Donye versus Tony Bynes, SVO versus the Crazy Bitch from the Horseman, Cooper Performance Dirty Boys taking on the Jolly Rancher, and Gene Stevens in his most wanted Camaro is running the corner.
Wow.
So, you know, they are all locked and ready to go. They're locked in. And, you know, that's so far what the lock-ins go. But, somebody wanted to get in and got kicked off. 240, whenever you get back in, just, you know, push the one button, you know.
I said I got to take this call. I'll hit you right back.
All right. So, tonight, you know, like I said, this night is for the Horsemen. If anybody want to call and get something locked in, please call in. All right, here we go. 240-587-2730. Your mic is hot.
Yeah, man, this is Marlo, man. They call me Gorilla. I want Copperhead on the 23rd of Cecil County. I don't want nothing. I'm just asking for the kick. I ran. Go ahead.
Who is this?
Gorilla, the green and black Mustang.
The green and black Mustang wants the Copperhead at Cecil County.
On the 23rd. I'm not asking nothing but the kick. He told me last week that he'd give me everything in drag racing. So I'm going to be a man about it. I don't want everything in drag racing. Just give me the kick, and I guarantee I got it.
Lord, have mercy. So all you asking for is the kick from the Copperhead.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy. I think I seen this pretty Mustang. Is that the green and black Mustang with the nice looking snorkel on it?
Hey, what you say now? What you say again?
Is this the pretty green and black horse with the snorkel scoop on it?
Yeah, that's me.
All right, well, let's see. We got a mic opening right now. Let's see who we got. Mr. Copperhead, 240-434-2987. Your mic is open.
What's up, JB? Hey, Marlo, what's up, man?
Yeah, who is this?
The Somerville, man.
One of the tall Somerville boys,
man. You know who I am.
It's either Charles or Damien Somerville.
There you go. Hey, you want Copperhead when?
I want him on the 23rd.
He want him at Cecil County.
Hey, JB, first off, man, you show at Cecil County, this motherfucker's going to be off the hook, man, and I got to be there. Marlo, man, I don't know about that one, Marlo, man. I think Copperhead can get you, man.
Man, listen, just give me the kick. That's all I'm asking for. He told me I can have everything in drag racing a couple weeks ago. So I'm going to be a man about the situation. I ain't begging, and I don't need everything in drag racing. I bet I can clear.
Hey, JB.
Oh, no.
I think Al Capone gonna have another bullet hole in his shirt come Saturday.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus Christ!
Hey, listen! The only way you can kill a cop is you got to cut his whole head off. That's exactly what I do for.
Damn it!
Come on, Marlo, man, it's like that now.
It's got to be like that. So we gonna cut. Griffin head up on Saturday. And on Saturday, we're
going to
cut Griffin head off on Saturday
with that bacon. So you're going to cut Maddox up, too?
No. Maddox is my right-hand man. That's my partner. We got two cars. Right, so we got the Ford and we got the Chevrolet. The Chevrolet going to race Griffin on Saturday at Columbia Beach.
Y'all giving Travis Griffin the kick this Saturday at the beach.
Yes, sir. And I guarantee you, Jack, we bet $500 on the gas.
Damn. Hey, well, look. Todd Wedden is probably going to get on here tonight. He wants to make sure y'all at least, you know, I know y'all know, you know, Todd Wedden wants to lock up at least 100. Are y'all good with that?
Man, we're good with 100, man. We don't have a problem with that, man. We spend $100 going to the store, buy a couple of sodas and a couple of cases of beer.
Monster Jones, you hear this, man? This man said they spent $100 on some beer. That's what I'm talking about.
No, food and beer. You ain't never seen them party. I'm gonna tell you one thing, buddy. They spread out. They get the lawn chairs out. They get the tent out, and they live it up till it's time to tell them to go home and have a ball doing it. You hear me?
Well, I know Monster Jones. They want the Copperhead. They said that they feel all the Copperhead got to do is let them move, and they gonna take the head off the Copperhead. Now that
the only thing about the Copperhead, they hard to kill, man. The only way
you
that you
right.
can kill them, you got to cut the head off. It's the only way you can kill them.
Hey. I'm gonna tell you one thing, man. Goddamn, when you pull in that water box, man. Goddamn, that boy don't play now. Goddamn, Jason, a true gray now. Goddamn, you know. As my grandfather said, goddamn, you best be ready.
You ever heard this old saying right here? I got a dog in my backyard named Jason. And I hang foot all up his ass when he don't act right in the backyard. I hang foot slam up his ass every chance I get.
Well, I might have to put 50 on Jason if my credit good till I see you, right?
All right.
Yeah, I got to ride with my baby boy there. He's bad boy. Hey, JB.
Yo.
Man, you putting together a heck of a show up the road there, man.
Huh?
You got a heck of a show going together up the road.
Yeah, hey, Monster, like I told a lot of people, you know, it's just getting to the point now, you know, I got people calling, hey, man, like, I'm going to be honest with you, Aaron Brownlee from the Race Factory, they're from Georgia, they got a car called the Popsicle, small block, small tie, and he called me, he said, JB, man, I'm in Georgia. And I said, well, how far in Georgia? He said, I'm in Atlanta. So he was like, hey, go ahead and see how far it is. I was like, I didn't want to tell him. I said, man, you 10 hours and 45 minutes from the track. He said, hell with it. Let me try to get there. Then after that, Lester Neely with the white boys called, and Monster, he said, he picked me up. He said, what's the nearest airport near the track? I said, Baltimore. He said, all right, let me go ahead and get my flight, and he said, I'll get the car brought out there.
But I tell you, JB, you got the Horseman this weekend. You got next weekend. Then the week after, you got Larry.
And
you got
William
Brown first, then Larry. And then the week after that, it's going to be action-packed 5 weekends in a row. So y'all better get y'all gas money saved up. Put that 100 away, divided by 5, 20 each weekend. You hear me? Yep. Then after that, we'll start talking about September 6th.
Mr. Monster Jones, capital punishment. I can. You know
did you
what,
see
Monster?
What happened last week, JB? They sent 5 Ultra Street cars up there, and they were right on the record up there. Did you see that last week?
You know what? And I'm happy to say one of them is somebody who I like a lot, and he always supports me, and that's the Bernardos. They put on the old radios and went 520s on the old radio.
Oh, dang.
Ain't that crazy, man?
520s on the old radio. As y'all know, Ultra Street is going back to the old radio. They're not going to let them run the pros. And, you know, I guess they thought that would slow the boys down. Actually, it don't look like it because Bernardo went a 520 at Capital Raceway. So if anybody has anything to say.
Did you see the other one, Ray?
Who was that?
Scott Bliss drive that car. You see what he ran?
Scott Bitzer.
Yeah.
What did that one run?
506.
Monster, you know what? It's gonna be good. You know, I'm not big on class racing, but when you got a show like that, you know, when you doing the best of both worlds, you giving everybody something to look at. And man, the classes I do like, I can't lie. I'm a small tire junkie, so when you throw a nice little radio shootout in there, I just, you know, because it's small tire anyway. And, I mean, guy's going to come.
See, D.C. is a lot different than down south. And I'll say this, especially Buzz Creek, Capitol, and even Cecil, it's going to be an adjustment, you know, for the people not seeing no time. You understand? And a lot of the old-timers, at the end of the night, man, they come over and hit you on the shoulder and say, what happened to the clocks tonight? You know, so you have to make sure you explain that during the day with the announcer. A couple times just explain that this is a different type of race than grudge racing. Because if we educate the people, then it'll be less people that are confused on what's going on. Because you'd be amazed at how many phones, they don't text you, the older people, they call you. Or they'll send word by somebody, tell that little color boy to call me. You know, you call them, and then you got to take 20 minutes to explain to them. But after you explain it, they go, oh, okay. I said, didn't when you used to go to V Street, down at the dog patch and down on 295. You ain't had no clocks out there, so what you worrying me for now? And they laugh. Oh, my God, they laugh.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Monster, it's going to be I'm going to tell you how my next couple weeks are going to go, and then I'm going to open this next mic. This week, I'm with the Horsemen. Next week, I'll be there.
I got to go to the King's Dominion first, then I'm coming over there to talk hard junk to Pete. I can't wait to eat him.
Yeah. Then I'm at Cecil. Then next week, I'm down there with Larry, and I'm with Wim Brown. Then I got to go. I'm down there with you, and it don't stop. On the 13th, you know, we are doing one down at Piedmont with the Takeover Racing Bad Storm Group. We are doing one, the Takeover. We are doing that at Piedmont.
We might make that for you. I think we'll have the red car back together, and I'll call Charlie tonight. And I think that 13th of September, you going to Piedmont, I think we're going to bring the car down there for y'all.
Yep, we are headed to Piedmont. Let me open this mic. Maybe that's somebody that wants to talk about one of these events. 202, oh, this is a new number, too. 202-580-2004. Your mic is hot. Who am I with? Oh, they dropped in and dropped out. But 202-580-2004, y'all can call back in. And Marlo, don't say nothing because that wasn't a copperhead. You ain't got him scared.
Hey, Marlo, I'm telling you, you put that 50 over on the left-hand side, and I swear to God, I don't drink, but I'm going to go buy some of Duels and talk shit with you. You hear me?
Hello?
Here we go, 301-752-6322. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, who we got?
Popperhead.
Oh, there you go. That microphone is still hot. 240-587-2730. The copperhead is on right now.
Marlo, don't get scared now, man. Come on.
I can't hear you.
Marlo, man, wake up.
Oh, Lord. Hey, if somebody.
Snake already bit him.
240-434-2987. Is that Marlo?
No. That's Somerville. Hey. Hey, I guess Marlo got scared of the snake, man.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Jason, you missed me advocating. I told him. I said, God damn, that's a gray now. God damn, you don't call him out and don't have your ducks in a row.
Right.
How you doing, man?
Good.
You put some paint
on some cars here lately, Jason. What's up with that, man?
Huh?
God damn, boy, Dan, you're going to have every damn DMV car lined up over the winter trying to get some paint from you.
Right.
Yes, Lord, because Country Strong looked damn good.
Man, I tell you what, man, you did a heck of a job, man. I'm proud of you. But that comes from, that's your background. That's your family teaching you that the only way you're going to be where you're going to be is to work hard, man. And I'm very proud of you, sir. So.
Thank you.
And on the 6th, I heard you're going to have some action, so I'm really happy now. You hear me?
I'm working on it now.
Yes, sir. God damn, I would drive, but shit, I get fired after I get the burnout box, so I'm done. You hear me?
Yeah, but Jason, I'm just going to let you know. Maybe he'll get back in here in a minute. But that was, I think his name was Marlo. But he got in, and he said he has a black and green Mustang, and he said he needs the brake. He said he needs the brake, and that's all he needs.
Nah, I ain't giving nothing. Heads up.
I
told him I'd give him the same race back.
Okay, well, he has said that he thought you told him he could get everything in drag racing.
Nah, I ain't tell him that.
Okay, well, that clears a lot up because he definitely got on here and said, oh, well, you know, Jason told me that he'll give me everything in drag racing. So, you know, I'm thinking, well, darn, Jason going to have a hard one in front of him giving somebody everything in drag racing. I was like,
God damn, I thought you had a goddamn promo Mustang over there, goddamn. Jason, you giving up all that shit in the 8th mile.
Right.
You might as well pay the man now. Don't even go to the track and pay him the damn money.
Well, hey, let me open these mics up. Maybe one of them is Mr. Maybe one of them is him getting back in. Darren, we got five mics opening up. 301-880-6432.
Hello.
301. Yo, what's going on? Who we got?
What's going on? This Maddox calling it.
Oh.
Hey.
Mr. Maddox. Your boy wants a race with the Copperhead. The Copperhead said he'll take him head up.
Copperhead don't even give me a kick.
Give who the kick? You?
Marlo.
No, he's talking.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, Jason's on there.
What do you want to do, Jason? You going to give me a kick or what, man? You said you're going to get everything in drag. It was a couple months ago. What happened?
I told you got it. You backpedal.
Who?
You. Ain't no owls.
I got
it. Yeah, you got the kick.
I take the kick.
Off the trailer.
I love the kick. What do you want to do? What do you
want
to do?
Sir, do you what?
Oh, we can get it on, sir. I don't make no difference to me.
Off the trailer.
I got
no,
one of the one boys
no
first.
No shakedown.
I got one of the one boys first, though.
Well,
Get that easy money from him, then I'll come around and run you. What's different than me?
Makes a whole lot.
I'm
fresh out. I'm fresh out.
I had problems on tonight, so yeah, I gotta get my issue settled out.
Oh, she right.
We'll see. Time will tell. But what about Griffin, though?
I was going to tell you, I talked with Todd and I talked with Travis. Todd said all he wanted was you to lock up 100, and Marlo said that it's already locked in, so Travis is coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, $100 ain't no money. But, yeah, he can get it, though.
Yeah, now,
ain't got no problem with it.
Now, he's getting a break, right? I just want to make sure that's a good...
Everybody wants something from me, yo. Everybody wants the kick. They want the back top. They want everything. You know what I'm saying? I run coffee and head up, though. He don't scare me.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
That lip say anything.
Yeah, he know. Me and him talk shit every day. He know what it is.
All right. We'll see Saturday.
We'll see.
Hey,
but yeah, about Griffin though, yeah, he wanted to break. I'm gonna give it to him, you know, and see what the outcome may be.
You need to get that on a shirt, a pair of lips say anything, because that's your character and saying, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, they do talk a lot of trash. He talks good trash now. Don't get it.
I can back it up too.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, that's what they all say. But I give him credit, though. He ain't scared with nobody. I got to give him credit.
Yeah,
he's
great,
ain't he?
Well, I got to give you credit, too. You, Tavis, I mean, you've been racing, too. I mean, I'm just getting to know you, but I know you ran Marco 1 week, and then you came back and tried somebody the next week. So, you know, you racing, too, so you can't just knock yourself out of the clip.
My car kind of quick. I just like to try my hand, you know. Just one little draw, I ain't lag. You know what I'm saying? I do it for fun. That's all. You know, it's all about fun and having a good time. That's all it's about. Talk a little trash, and that's it.
Well, guys, hey, hold on real quick. Let me open these two mics, and we can keep it going. 219-614-4018 and 703-791-3250.
What's up, JB?
Who we got?
Disco Nova.
Disco Nova.
That's right.
What is going on, Mr. What's going on, Mr. Disco Nova?
Shit, we ain't doing nothing, man. You know, gearing up to get a crack cubby. That's about it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
We ain't taking it lightly. That's for sure. I don't know what they're doing over there, but for the past 3 weeks, we've been on straight just getting ready.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah, I saw that. Now, I saw a knife, and it wasn't an oxycontin pill or a hydrocodone pill. It looked like a nitrous pill in your hand.
Oh, on the internet today? Yeah, that was just a little baby pill, man. That's all we need.
Oh, okay. So you said that was just a baby pill. You don't need no big one.
Nah, man. We run 24 of them though.
Okay.
You know.
Hey guys. Hey, look. Anybody with the background noise gonna have to get out. 219. Is that? Hey, Disco Nova. What's your number? You're the 219 or 703?
703.
Okay, who's the 219-644-4018?
It's Terry.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Disco Nova, you know who that is?
Nope. Sure don't, buddy.
That's Team SBO.
Team SBO?
Yeah, see, he's trying to act like he's a nobody, and I like how he tries to pull that off. Hey, hold on. We got some background noise. Y'all going to have to tighten up with the truck door. All right, there we go. But
what they got, delivering newspapers tonight or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they, you know, they hanging out beside the car, you know, doing that extra shit.
I mean, what the hell are they doing this late at night running backup beepers?
All right, well, I'm about to mute some mics. Hold on. If you're not conversating, I'm about to mute you, but I think we got it now. 240-561-6208. Did you want to get in?
It's Gorilla. Call him back.
Oh well, hey, Copperhead just got off. He said his head's up.
Huh?
He said heads up on the 23rd. You can do it. He ain't giving you a kick.
No. He said all that big boy talking for Randy Johnson and all them, talking about everything he drag racing. Tell him don't get scared. Never everybody can make changes. I made some changes too. You tell him, give me everything he drag racing. I don't want it though. Just give me the shit and let me leave.
I just seen his number drop, but he came in. He tried to lock in. I guess he tried to lock in something off the trailer with your buddy, but your buddy's got Travis off the trailer. So he said he wouldn't give you the kick. He said he'd go head up. I'm just letting you know what he said.
Yeah, I bet he won't give me a kick, cause he already know the deal. He probably already heard. I got something for his ass though. If he's getting that kick, I guarantee he'll never get back.
Oh,
well, heaven, mercy.
I guarantee he won't get back. And I guarantee he know that. He know that. He done heard. Only thing about the street talk. He know what's up. I'm going to light his ass up.
Good God. Hell, DEFCON 4.
And guess what, though? And guess what? I'm going to keep saying the same thing I've been saying. The only way you can kill a cop is you got to cut his old motherfucking ear off. And that's what I'm going to do for him. And he know
that. Gorilla, man, hey, you might want to go check that blood pressure. It might be up a little bit.
God.
So I guess it's safe to say the Gorilla is going to be at Cecil County next weekend.
You got that right.
God,
and
man, there you go.
One.
Well, hey, now we got another guy in here that has a small block that he trying to be right quiet in here. 219, don't be quiet. Huh?
What's up, baby?
Hey, I hope it's Big George, so I like to light his ass up, too.
God. Lord, have mercy. That gorilla sound like Mighty Joe Young over there, don't it?
They fired up, ain't it?
Damn.
You got some moxie.
Okay, that's what I'm. I ain't mad at him though.
All that about me, man. I'm a young boy, man. All that I'm trying to do is have fun, man. Enjoy myself. That's all.
Hey, hold on. Hey, whoever, I'm about to have to mute some of these. If you ain't talking, I'm about to mute them. Hold on, guys. Let's see. Alright, hold on. I'm just gonna mute some because some people just in here perpetrating a fraud.
I guess. Man, I heard French on here earlier talk about how he's going to put money against us this weekend.
Oh, yeah, and he did say that. And
Man, that's a bad move, French.
Hey, Brian Nelson.
You're going to lose some dough.
Hey, Brian Nelson, why you said dough? If you coming up Friday, we got a friend of mine that's having a little thing at his restaurant. His name is the Pizza Gangster, a.k.a. Stefano. We are hanging out at Stefano's on Friday, the week next weekend. So if you coming up Friday, you can catch us at Stefano's, which is not too far from Cecil County.
Yeah, up to Rising Sun. I know where it's at.
Yep.
Yeah, I know exactly where it's at. Yeah, we'll be up there on Friday.
Okay.
We gotta go.
We're gonna go up there and test.
We're gonna be up to Colonial Beach tomorrow night testing too.
Oh Lord, yeah. I'm gonna be there Saturday. I get off at 7 tomorrow, so I mean when I get off it's about 7, gotta come home and get ready. By the time I get to the beach it's 9. I think, you know, I really don't wanna come down there for an hour. I think I'm gonna get there Saturday at 12 and just get my little lawn chair and kick back and have me a good time. And I might change the roles this week. I might go from promoter to videographer. I might change the roles this week.
If you come down there, you probably gonna see some 5-foot flames shooting out that old girl this week.
Oh yeah, I know. I just hope I don't catch one, cause glaucoma, a bitch.
I like to see Cubby call back in.
Oh yeah, well Cubby. I don't know if y'all know, well, he got good news after the bad news, but as y'all know, I said it earlier, his dad this morning had a slight heart attack, but I think he's recovering, and, you know, everything's a lot better, but this morning it was, you know, he was a little, you know, he was in a rough spot, but from what I heard, he is recovering, and I guess Cubby, like I said, I know at first I didn't know what was going on, but he is recovering, so everybody that, you know, showed love and, you know, showed
prayer for him.
Yeah.
Hey, JB, I really appreciate that. Everybody that showed love to my father this morning, you know.
Yeah, shit, I was the first one on there, I think.
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you first and foremost, man, this racing is racing. But when you, if truthfully, we are the DMV. Let's just be honest. We are the DMV. And this racing is racing, but when it come down to family and, you know, your people, you got to look out for your people first. So racing is racing. We always can get a – like Brian texted me this morning, and that's just the type of guy he is. He said, hey, JB, you know, how is Cubby's pops doing? Because, you know, I saw that, man. You know, we can just reschedule or we can do it another time because, you know, I mean, family's first. So, you know, if he got something going on, just, you know, he can let me know because I, you know – family,
yeah, ain't make no difference to us, man. You know, hey, your dad's your dad. I lost mine when I was 20 years old. You know, that shit, that was 25 years ago. And I tell you what, I'd give up everything for 2 more minutes with him, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, once he's gone, they're gone. So you just got to make the best of it while you got him.
Yeah. Well, he was in bad shape this morning.
I'm
he was in bad shape this morning. Yeah, he was in bad shape this morning, man, but he's doing a whole lot better, you know. He up and talking and all that, so he good.
Oh, that's good, man. That's good. The prayers work.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
He can sit back now. He can sit back tonight and look at all and read all that that, you know, everybody put up there for him.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, man. That
don't mean we ain't going to cut you no slack, but that's good.
But on the other note, I'm going to blow your – you seen the suit you got, right?
Oh Lord. Well, I got a microphone and it might be somebody. 399-7377. Are you riding with the Disco Nova or Cubby Bannister this weekend at Colonial Beach?
I'm riding with JB.
Who is that?
Who? This is Gorilla.
Oh, he's talking about Cubby. JB, put
so
down
the
phone.
You call my number.
Hold on. 934-3625.
What's up, JB? This is Todd.
Todd. So, hey, Todd, it's good that you own because Latavius and I think it's Marlo. I got to get this right. Marlo or Marlo?
Marlo.
Marlo, they have agreed they are going to put up $100, you know. They're going to put the $100 up, so if the race don't go take place, you know, y'all got, you know, that $100 is y'all's. But I told them y'all were coming, and I told them y'all wanted to at least lock up 100, you know, just to, you know, just for something, just for coming. So they said $100, that ain't nothing. So they gonna go ahead. They agreed that they locked up the 100 to get y'all to break today.
They locked that up with somebody, or locked that up with you Saturday?
They locked it up with me, and, you know, I'll be there Saturday, and I'll go over to the I guess they call it the gorilla camp, and I'll go on over there and get the 100, and I'll come see you, and, you know, if the race don't take place, somebody, you know, if, you know, say if you can't make it or if they can't make it, you know, that lockup will go to whoever, you know, is going to make that pass.
Okay.
Mm.
Well, since they're so generous and they don't give us the break, tell them Marlo, the green and black or whatever it is, Mustang, I'll give him the break.
Oh.
My car.
God damn.
You'll give him the break.
I'll give you the break.
Gorilla the break. And what, the Nova?
Yep.
Now, I won't be ready for Sunday, Sam. I'll be ready for the 23rd. I'm making some changes right now. So I'll be ready for the 23rd, and I'll take that break from you.
I won't
Matter of fact, I'm going to be greedy right now. I don't want the break. Just give me the kick.
Same thing.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll take that then. Looking like 100 in flat on the 23rd.
I won't be nowhere.
Yeah,
I'll be out
there. Yeah, Todd's not going to be, you know, we already talked, you know, I wish Todd could come out and hang out with me on the 23rd, but he already told me he wants to, but, you know, Todd can't, you know, he can't get out there next week, so, yeah, he won't be coming.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
I'll catch him another time.
Okay, that's good, we can do that. Like I said, y'all giving us the little truck, so I can accommodate y'all and give y'all the break with the Mustang.
Okay. I like that, man. I like that. I'll see you on Saturday with the Vega, though.
Y'all got any time y'all want to race? Be in the lanes by a certain time, or what time is all the stuff supposed to kick off?
Nah. You can just let us make two shakedown passes. That's all we need. And we can make it happen.
Okay. What time does everything start down there, JB? Was it 11?
I think everything's going to kick off at 12. Well, I know everything was supposed to kick off at 12 on the fly, but I'm going to just go ahead and say 1. So, I mean, you know, that way, you know, it says the gates open. All right, the gates open at 12, I think I see on the fly. Let me make sure. I got the fly
what
right
you
here.
Need to know, what you need to know is when they close, because they're going to run it all the way up until it closes. You know how it goes.
Gates open at 12, gates close at 10:30 p.m.
What time is all the racing supposed to kick off, as in, I guess you got match races and the grudge races, that's a certain time, or is that just from when it starts at 1:12 or what?
I don't think the grudge races have a specific, the match races have a specific time, but they are best of three.
Oh, each race is the best of three?
Yep.
Except for Disco Nova, we only going to need two.
Oh, look. He's running Cubby,
I'll tell you right here, if you don't keep that motherfucker down on that ground, I'm going to tell you right here, when that bitch comes down, that bitch will be gone. I can guarantee that. Because we ain't doing a whole lot of bouncing and come up in the air, we're going straight down the track, buddy. Who is he talking? I don't know. He's talking to the wall. He's so fired up. I think he's talking about that truck. Oh, okay.
Hello? Oh, you right. I'm going to take that back. We run the truck. We run the Nova on Saturday.
You can run the Nova, too, if you want.
Yeah, well,
I'll give you a kick with that Vega, too. I ain't scared.
Damn, he said he'd give you a kick with the Vega.
The Vega can get the back tire in the kick.
God.
The back tire in the kick?
Back tire in the kick.
Truck first.
Mm. Okay. I talked to my partner about that. We might just do that.
I'm only going to get out this weekend. I don't know when I'm coming back out, so we might as well do it all while we're there.
Man, you might as well change the name of that car to Santa Claus. You're giving everybody everything. It's like Christmas time.
Guess what? Is that the same number I've been saying? He's never the answer. I'm too much. He's going to be one of my motherfucking things.
Okay, we'll bet it.
Now, it's a bet. I guarantee you, like I said, it's all about. When you come back down, that bet will be gone.
Okay. I might just stay two wheels all the way through there.
You ain't that
much quick. It's only 8 miles.
I like it.
You can lock that in with JB as soon as you get there, too.
Hello, God. Damn it.
My man, what's next? Y'all going to be arm wrestling?
I can wear my tennis shoes and we can try the 330, too. But I need the kick.
Y'all going to have a spelling contest, too, or what?
Hey, well, we can try it, as long as we can spell them backwards.
Hey, you know what? That truck, hey, look, that truck y'all got slow, and that Nova's, she okay. So if you got what, though, I'm going to show you that I'm going on Saturday.
All right, so hold on. Let me get this straight. The truck slow, and the Nova
the truck
okay.
is slow. Look at this truck, street truck. It's straight slow. It should have been your street
truck. Hey, it ain't
God damn it, bro.
Now, with that green and black Mustang Gorilla, I'll give that truck the back out. He's going to kick on the 23rd.
It might
bail the clear.
Oh.
Hey.
We might have to, because I'll be back with your money.
Oh.
Lord, have mercy. Well, look, hey, fellas, let
it
me.
It sounds good.
Let me get this mic
already
over.
Beat it. Anyhow, so if we get back, that means we're just getting some of our money back. If we lose, then y'all get more of our money.
You right about
hey,
that?
Hey, let me
Everybody
let me
just
get
trying to have a good time. That's all it is.
Let me get these two mics open. One of them, I don't have to read the name. Is this the Pink Warrior 484?
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, Pink Warrior? The boys are getting, you know, they trying to lock in. It sound like, I think his name is Marlo, got a good car called the Gorilla, small block, coming up to Piedmont next week.
No, you mean big block, big block.
Oh, he big block. He's big block.
Okay.
Come to play.
Small block.
Okay.
So, you know, DMV is traveling to they traveling to Cecil next week, so... Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good one.
Yeah,
but
what's going to be a lot of people?
Huh?
Say it again?
I think 434 had something to say. 434-987, your mic is open.
Hello?
Yeah, 434. Hello? Yeah, this 434?
Damn. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but who we got?
This is Bobby Snow.
Bobby Snow. Yes, sir. Mr. Bobby Snow, who is going into battle with J.C. Richardson this Saturday at Colonial Beach.
I just want to say that, you know, I think that my brother's car is actually known as the Hypnotic Camaro.
The Hypnotic Camaro.
I think he gonna take the win. I think it's going to be over in the 60-foot against Country Strong.
God damn it. Lord have mercy. Lord, this is what it's all about here.
And kind of the same scenario for the train and the JC race. It's going to be over in the 60-foot.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I know y'all heard that. That is the Snow Boys. That is Bobby Snow with the train, and his brother has the Camaro called the Hypnotic Camaro. They are doing battle this weekend. Bobby is running J.C. Richardson with his 69 steel Camaro, and Daniel Snow is taking on Country Strong Lewis Collins. So if anybody likes J.C. or Lewis Collins, y'all know that's who they are running. They are running the Snow Boys. Let's see. Who likes Lou Collins and who likes JC?
I like JC.
You like JC? Well, Bobby Snow said he likes the train. And you know a man that likes a couple girls that like to run a train, you know what happened, right?
I like JC too, but that still ain't gonna change what's gonna happen in the 60-foot. You know,
oh my goodness. God damn, Lord have mercy. Let's see. 240 that I know who this is. 240-434-2987. Your mic is open.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up, man? I like, give me JC. I'm going for, you know, I like upset, so give me JC and Country Strong, you know, representing my hometown.
Okay, so, all right. Now, I know from the voice this must be a Somerville.
Yeah, you know it.
All right, so you like Country Strong and you like JC.
You know, yes. You know this.
All right, well, Bobby Snow said bet on the 60-foot.
All right. Hopefully I'll be there to see it, but I'll see him when I get there. But you just, Bobby Snow, you just listen to what I just told you.
I got to pull for my man Brian Nelson with the Disco Nova too. I think he's gonna take it too.
Oh Lord, so you like the Disco Nova against my boy Cubby Bannister, who is also on here, but. You like the Disco Nova against the drive-by.
Yeah, I think we're going to see Brian Nelson do a little John Travolta out there on the track.
Oh, and get spun damn, up. Yeah.
Yeah, and get spun around. Hey, man, after last night, man, Cubby got
to
get his nuts back,
that.
Man.
That's thriller. I agree to it.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, Lord, that. Did I hear somebody? Who said Cubby got to get their nuts back, man?
No,
this is Marlo. Cubby going to win. I'm going with Cubby on that one.
Okay,
man,
well.
Man, the boys smell blood in the water, man. Cubby can't do that, man.
Okay, so we got a couple for the Disco and a couple for Cubby, which I'm going to tell y'all right now, that's not going to be no, I think people are thinking gap. I think that could be one of the closest races of the night, so. I'm going to tell you, I don't see a gap. Now, if it happened, y'all better than, it happened, you know, it shocked me, but I don't see no gap.
I just see a win. I don't see no gap.
No, I don't see no gap, but, you know. Back to you. Mr. Pink Warrior, somebody... he hasn't got on yet, but he has informed me that they want to lock in the Pink Warrior with their car for the 23rd.
Oh yeah, who's that?
You know him very well. He's kind of short. He's a white guy, and he's got a lot of mouth. And you know I think you and him have history. Y'all go back like the Bulls when they three-peated. So, you know.
That little white kid with the size 10 shoe stuff up in his mouth right now because he put his foot in his mouth when he tried fucking me up late. Akko. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. He has said that he would like to do another one so y'all can see who will break the tie. Now, I told him that you would call in, and he said, well, tell him, you know, let's go ahead and do it. And he said, because he wants his nuts back. That's basically how he sees it. He said he wants his nuts back. So, you know, I don't know what you know. I know he said that the car is going to be there, and they're going to be there, and he wants the Pink Warrior. He said, y'all got him, and, you know, race to race, y'all got him.
Go to the east, and let's go to bed. Go to the east, let's go to bed.
Oh, Lord, somebody putting their kids to bed. Hold on now.
Somebody's getting their ass whipping.
Yeah, somebody getting their ass whipping. Huh?
Hey,
yo, what's going on?
Hey, it's the Snowboys again. Hey, we just want to say we're going to be there Friday and Saturday, and no matter what, we just glad to be part of the hangout with y'all, man.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm going to tell you, I had a good time with y'all up at, man, Richmond, even though the DJ was kind of killing the vibe, but... You know, that was kind of interesting, being parked right up beside the DJ and having to hear when you get called up. But, you know, I had a good time hanging out with y'all. And, man, I'm going to tell you, I was pulling for Bobby. I was pulling for Daniel when he was up against Frank Robinson. And I'm going to tell you, that he gave him a hell of a run.
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah, it was, you know.
Yeah,
I can't, you know. I know there's a lot of people on here that like Lewis Collins, but I'm going to tell y'all, Daniel Snow is one up. So It is 1-0 Snow over Collins. This is going to be either, you know, a 1-1 or it's going to be 2-0. So it's going to be very, very interesting this weekend at Colonial Beach between the Snow Boys and Lewis Collins. I'm just telling you, I can't wait to get out there, you know, to match races. And then, as you see, we had one lockup on here tonight. Latavius Maddox is giving the break to Travis Griffin. They have locked up $100 on, you know, I think, I don't know what they're running for, but they have locked in 100. And, I mean, I'm guessing 5 or better, but they are locked in tonight to run at Saturday at Colonial Beach. And I think his name is Marlo, but he is on here. He is crowing right hard for the Copperhead. So, you know, he's going up to Cecil County on the 23rd. And the gorilla is looking for action. So,
yeah, and Daniel is on 29s with no bars too. So,
Lord,
gonna make it work.
Lord, have mercy, Mr. Snow on 29s with no bars. Mm.
Hey, JB, so is Jolly Rancher coming or on the 23rd or what?
Jolly Rancher is coming. We are. I'm gonna talk with Big Dave tomorrow, and I have already. We have already talked about that race, and I have told, you know, Jay, and Jay, he is supposed to talk to him, but, you know, I told him that there's a certain person that wants that Jolly Rancher on the 23rd. So I know that there's a real good chance that, I mean, I know y'all want to lock in, and I know they come in the race more than once. So I think there's a good chance that that'll go down.
My next question, where the hell is this Weeby Cooper hiding at? Anybody know what Rocky's under, what, whatever? Where's he at?
Well, I can tell you, I talked with Weeby at Richmond Dragway this past weekend, and I know Weeby had some problems a couple weeks ago. Man, he's been going through some tough times, man. I tried to text. Well, see, I didn't know you didn't have Facebook anymore, but I know you got a tow truck and everything. His old lady broke down in your area about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he called. He called
Long Island Joe and his people got out there, and I think they got him. And, you know, he's been having a little rough time. So, and then I think he was coming back from the track, and his tire blew out on the trailer. So he was having a right rough little spell. But I think I saw pictures that the Mustang is getting back together. I think he's doing the transmission in it, trying to get it right this time. And he probably, I'm going to say probably, I'm not going to say definitely, he probably will be at Cecil next weekend.
Yeah, he's been having problems ever since he said, listen, I want to race the Pink Warrior. He's been having problems since that day. Let me tell you that right now.
So
ever since the day one he said, I want to run the Pink Warrior, he's been having problems. Because that dude's been in the bushes to the moon and back hiding from me. No one knows where he's at. I'm getting a sticker for his car. It's going to be called Henry Hill. Stick it right on the front windshield because he's in hiding.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, so what you're telling me is Weeby Cooper is Bushmaster.
He is the Bushmaster of the DMV. He's making you guys look bad. And Virginia Outlaws out there, whatever they call themselves.
Well, I know Weeby will probably get in here before the end of the night. I don't know where he is right now, but I know he will probably get in. He will get in here before the end of the night, and I know he'll let me know whether, you know, it's a yes or a no,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, you know.
I know you got to pull it.
What's up, G-Money? Is he coming?
G-Money, I talked to G-Money through a text, and he said that, you know, it's not guaranteed because, you know, G-Money, I don't think he heard it bad, but he went up on a pretty good other week at MIR, so I don't know whether it's back together or not, but he should be back together, but, you know, if not, you know, he'll be back
That's
together
cool.
pretty soon.
I was just saying, no big deal. If worse comes to worse, I'll take Josh's money again. I don't care.
I hear you. Well, let me see something because let me see.
Josh
Josh and what's the dollar bill? They ain't got none of where they come. They got action up here. They know that. Either me or the mistress, because you know we had to pay them that $500 deposit. So.
Yeah, I understand. Hold on. I got somebody else trying to get in.
But the person you called has...
But yeah, that was somebody calling me, letting me know about whether they were going to lock in or not, about that race you just asked about.
Okay. What, the Jolly Rancher?
Jolly Rancher. Somebody told me to text them about that race, but they are not answering the phone, so maybe I'll get with them tomorrow or later on today. So, because I think that person, same person that just tried to text me and tell me they wanted to get in, they have been talking with the Jolly Rancher. So, but I know for sure, I'm going to guarantee you for sure, they are going to be there because they have to back, you know, they have been called out for their belt, and they chose to do it up here, being that they were going to be here anyway. They chose to do it at Cecil County, so they will be here next Saturday. So, you know, I'm guessing if they here, they, you know, they're going to want to run more than once. I mean, they're making that travel, so
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Yeah, definitely. That's a hike.
Yeah. So, hey, I know what I wanted to ask you. Donye, I talked with Donye last night. And Donye, once he said that they have a car in their camp that wants to run the Godfather.
Really? What kind of car they got?
They got a back half. It's a back half Monte Carlo, owned by Chuck.
Uh-oh.
He said he didn't try to get. He said he didn't try to get with Long Island Joe about the car. He said he think y'all know the car because when he was in Maryland with the car, they tried to run y'all, I think it was last year or this year. It was either a blue or a burgundy Monte Carlo from Donye's camp, the Chi-Town Most Wanted car.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking
about.
It's
a back half.
Hold on,
one
second. Yeah, I'm trying to get my son situated. Hold on one second. I'm just putting you on mute for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, keep on talking.
All right, but yeah, I know they have a, like I said, they got a Monte Carlo. I think it's blue, or it could be burgundy, but you know, I want to say it might be a big block conventional motor, and it's a back half car. And you know, I know he's coming with Donye on the 23rd. And, you know, I mean, it don't have to be for nothing crazy. I mean, it's just that they're coming down. He was like, well, you know, he done locked in both Tonys with his car, so they were bringing the other car. And he was like, well, I'm coming, so I might as well lock in some more action. So I know he said he had tried talking with Long Island Joe, and he didn't know if Joe had talked with y'all or not. But when he explained the car, I knew a car. He said, man, it's a steel. He's like, it's a back half Camaro. And I think they're with the Red Alert crew. I said, that's the Godfather. He was like, yeah, well, we wanna do something with that car.
So what is it? Stop. It's a conventional head big block.
I think it's a conventional head big block back half.
What was it? A Camaro or no?
It's a Monte Carlo.
Oh, Monte Carlo. Okay. What's the car's name? You don't know? Or the guy's name?
I think it's the Chi-Town Most Wanted car.
Oh, that's not Donye's car, right?
No, Donye is Fade. You know, he got the Fade the Black car.
Oh, yeah, you got you.
Well,
I mean, they're definitely coming on the 23rd, or they don't know yet?
They are coming. Donye locked in. Donye's got two races locked in with Nice Punk out on both, so I know. And Donye locked those in. He wanted that action. So, yes, Donye is definitely coming, like I said, to run Tony Wright and Tony Bynes.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't know if the car was right.
Godfather will be there.
Yeah. Because I remember somebody was trying to lock y'all in with the car a couple months ago, and I know y'all said it was down, but, you know, I knew, I was like, damn, I think he said it would make it to sea, so I just didn't know.
Yeah, I'm 90% sure it'll be there, so I guess we'll have to wait and see, and then, you know, if it's there and everything's all right, then we'll probably try him out. We got to look at it, though.
Yeah, and yeah, look, just to give you a heads up, he's on here, too. We, Friday night, Jay Bond, Scotty G, Donye, Chuck, probably Willie Dog, Matt McGlone, because I know they're coming in Friday. We probably are going to come in, and we're going to go to Stefano's on Friday night. And then after we leave Stefano's, the boys want a grudge bowl, which when I mean grudge bowl, when we were in Midwest, it was basically if you ate or better, you get $20. If you don't, you pay up. So they basically was gambling on bowling. So we had a ball. Willie Dog is a hustler too. I'm gonna tell y'all.
I don't have my son next weekend. Next weekend I don't have my kids. So Friday night could work for me. I'll be out and about. I come up. I'm like 40 minutes from his pizza shop.
Okay. Well, yeah.
If they're coming into Philly, we ain't gonna go eat his food. I'll take you to some real places. Like, fuck the pizza gangster. I know he's listening right now, and I'm gonna get a text in about 2 minutes. Fuck him.
Oh,
JB, he's banned. Yeah, listen, JB, he's banned.
Yeah,
that's why he's all salty. I cut him off, and he got pissed off. That's all his problem is, man.
So he had too much sauce on his pizza, and now he's a little mad.
Yeah. Joe's banned.
I knew he was listening. I knew
it. we got somebody else listening.
Tina's
hey,
right
Joe,
around the corner from his shop.
Hey, Joe, we got somebody else listening right now, and this man said he has the baddest small block on the planet.
Here we go.
Yeah, he's listening. I know he's listening. He's itching. See, what he's itching for, and see, people got to watch how they step. See, what he's itching for, somebody came on here earlier and said they had the baddest small block on 28th, but they didn't say whether it was nitrous or turbo. So he's on here, and he's listening hard, too. And, I mean, you can't even hear him breathe. So he wanted the Marine-type motherfuckers. He's holding his breath right now, waiting for somebody to say small block. And I'm just going to say, you know, he on here. 219 is still on here. But he will be at Cecil County next weekend, and I think they're bringing that car, and I think they might bring Boost 12, if I'm not mistaken.
I missed you, man. I'm sorry, my kid was talking to me. Who said he got the small block?
They said they got the baddest small block on 28th.
Who?
In the country. Now, I'm going to read the number, and he going to say it. 219. 614-4018. Do you have the baddest small block on 28? Yes or no?
Crickets? Crickets?
They don't. Are they in the bushes? Do you have the baddest grudge small block on 28?
He's got the worst cell phone, if that's what he's trying to figure out.
Uh-oh. Yeah, earlier he had texted me and said, let me read this text. Maybe he'll get back in. We got the baddest small block in the grudge game. That's exactly how he said it. And like I said, he is coming to Cecil County next week. So, you know, I know he's listening. And, you know, I think he's going to get back in, but he is looking to lock in any small block grudge car on 28th next week.
Stock suspension?
Stock suspension.
Yeah, well, it's like racing a goose. The guy ain't talking. Who is it?
Yeah, he's being right quiet. I don't know what's going on with Mr. Clark. Joe Clark. That's what I'm going to call you right now because you acting like a principal right now. You're not talking. 219-614-4018. Well, he'll be back in there in a minute.
Is it a nitrous car, JB?
It's a turbo car.
Ah, okay.
Turbo.
Huh?
Single turbo or twin turbo?
I think he got. I think he might got two dryers on that thing.
I mean, we got a small block single turbo on 275s.
Oh Lord! Now is this a class or a grudge car?
It's a never been out car.
Well, y'all might. Hey, like I said, they got a single car that's coming down, known as Boost 12. It's a 2000.
Okay.
It's a 2001 or 2002 Mustang with a single, and then they're bringing Mark Alexander too, which is a blown. It might be a blown big block. I don't know if that's a small block. I think that one might be a big block.
Okay.
Yeah, they coming down. You know who it is. I know you just acting like you want to be funny too, but you know who it is. They making their little way. They making their little way down from the Midwest next weekend.
Hmm.
But
twin
yeah, they got
small block on 20s.
Yeah. Hmm.
I got an idea.
Yeah, it's silver.
Oh. Yeah, I got an idea.
Yeah, they coming down on Friday. And, I know what I need to ask you. That's what I need to ask you. On next Friday, will there be a test session? Do they usually do a test session that day or like a little street, you know, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they got a street night testing two Friday nights at Diesel.
Okay.
Every Friday
okay.
Yeah.
What time does that start?
4 o'clock, I believe. The gates open. They probably run until about 10:30.
All right. Well, he need to get back on. I don't know where he at, but they are coming Friday. They are coming up Friday, and they definitely want to test. And I told him I didn't exactly know if there was a test session on Friday or not. But they are coming up to test on Friday, and they're gonna run the shootout, the 28-29. Dead man walking. They're gonna try that out with the two or three cars they're bringing, and you know, I know if y'all bringing that turbo car, the single one, they do have a car that sits like y'all's, and it's you know, it's nothing spectacular. It's a single. It's the car that lost to the Wizard a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the you know the Wizard car that Jamie got, Trigger Man.
Yep, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, actually, Joe, I might be right when I say this. I think that car is coming and the S10.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, Primetime, when he rolls with the truck, the Wizard, and the Thriller.
Yeah, they bring everything.
Yeah, they're going to bring the kitchen sink. So they got the S10. Both Mustangs, and Rambo got a makeover. I don't know if y'all seen Rambo lately, but Rambo and Donnie gonna look. They look like they gonna look like twins going down to 660.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he painted it jet black.
Is what's his name coming? Gold, whatever, Goldie, whatever.
I don't think I talked with Cedric Lynch through text, and they said they gonna get ready for next week. Not next week, but the week after next. MIR on Sunday and VMP on Saturday.
What about Kenny Fox? They coming?
I tell you who is coming. I don't know if they're coming, but I know that Lavelle McDonald in Hannibal is coming. That's a Mustang big block on 29s.
Okay.
From Mississippi.
Oh, all right. What happened?
It's. I'm gonna tell you. It's some. I'm gonna post some stuff on the page on the Left 4 Dead page. But I know you don't. If you got, you know, you can get on somebody's. But I'm gonna basically right now. I would say that the people that have told me coming, and this is not fake advertising, we have at least 50 cars or more that have told that they're coming just on Facebook. But, you know, I know that there's been a lot of flyers passed out at Cecil the last 2 weeks. So, I mean, that could easily turn to 50 to 100. So, and then that's not counting the test and tune for Yellow Bullet. We're going to have two lanes for that, which, you know, so far we got there's a couple 850 cars. The Bruder brothers are coming to test. Mo Hall's coming to test. There's a couple cars coming. Even, oh, yeah, David Hance. He's coming to test his pro mod again. You know, he had a little hiccup up at PDRA in Dinwiddie, but they got the thing back together, and being that Scotty's going to be there, and he's going to be tuning Donye, you know, David's going to play with his, too. So David Hance is bringing the pro mod up.
That'd be cool. That's nice to see.
Yeah, but this should be, you know, I think, you know, from what we have talked, I mean, you know, the guys up at Cecil, real good people, man. You know, we sent some flyers there. They pitched the flyers out, man. Real good people. The prep sound like it's going to be sick, man, because everybody I talk to is like, yeah, their prep is, you know, second to none. I'm like, damn, yo, for real? He's like, yeah, the prep is second to none. So everybody I done talked to said the prep is on, and, you know, I think, you know, me, Scotty, and Jay, we were talking, you know, I think we're going to make this a yearly thing, man. That's why, you know, we put volume one, so next year will be volume two. So, I mean, you know,
nice.
I think this is going to be a yearly thing, man, and I'm, you know, I just want to push the north like the people push the south. I mean, the south I just feel like everything in the world goes down in the south. Like, they have some of the best races you'll ever see. And, you know, the North, they got tracks, too. We got tracks. We got MIR. We got Cecil. We got VMP, Colonial Beach, Richmond. I mean, ACO,
yeah.
We got tracks. So, I mean, you know, I mean, it's time. You know, it's time. It's time that we get some of these races that, you know, the South are getting. And I'm just, you know, I think it's awesome that all these guys from the South are traveling up here. I'm really, you know, it just.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Now,
man. I mean,
we could just get them to race quarter mile; it'd be amazing. But
oh, yeah. Man, I mean, Mo wants the Lester and them to go to quarter. See, they've been talking; they've been going at it for like, I want to say, 2 to 3 months about who got the baddest small block. And Mo, you know, both of them, I guess, they got good arguments. Mo said he the fastest through the big end, and Lester said he got him in eighth. So. I mean, I think even the guys were talking about the 1,000-foot. They were like, well, shit, let's meet at 1,000-foot. And, you know, the guys were like, man, we all fucked up. We can't meet no 1,000-foot, man. He was like, hell no. And so, I mean, I don't think that race could go down, but I tell you one thing. I know you aren't on Facebook no more, but just so you know, Petey Smallblock has said, and we are probably going to talk tonight, me, Jay, Scotty, and Donye, because there is a belt that's being talked about as we speak, the extreme small block belt, which is basically any small block. See, everybody talks about the singles and the double and splits and all that. Well, there's a new belt coming out for the national, and, you know, Lester said that, I mean, basically he said that he has the baddest nitrous small block in the country on 28th. So, I just got a text from Petey. I can tell you exactly what this text says. Straight up. When you find out, tell Lester we will race him for the belt. Straight out of Petey's mouth. So there you go.
There you go. There you go.
So, you know, it could get really, really interesting. It could get really interesting next week. There's a couple belts up. The Boosted Fox Body belt, which SVO and the Crazy Bitch are running for. The Small Block Georgia belt, which is being raced for by Coop Performance and the Rancher. And then you got the Extreme 29 belt that Cold Killer turned
in.
We'll
take the winner of that, Coop Performance and Jolly Rancher.
I know that's what you want, and I'm a
with the mistress. We'll take the winner of that. With the mistress coming to our town, we'll take the winner right off the bat.
All right, well, I'm gonna tell you what. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hit up
and you can throw
Fallen
9 in there too.
Well, see, I've contacted Fallen 9, and you know I don't know if they're down right now or they're just taking a break. But I've tried to contact them on a couple of occasions, and I mean, you know, I think they right now they're taking a break, man. I mean, I wouldn't even be scared to say that the car might be for sale.
Wow.
which I know, I tell you what car is for sale. Wes Whittle's car is for sale.
What car is that?
The small block, the real pretty red one that looks like, I'm going to tell you exactly what it looks like. It looks like live action, but it's red.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Oh, hold on. I got somebody for you right now, Mr. Joe. 478-501-4074. I have somebody that would like the winner of the Jolly Ranchers and the Dirty Boys.
Yes, sir. How you doing this evening, sir?
What's up, Mr. J. Bonds?
All right. I appreciate you allowing me to come on such a listener show as yours. How you doing tonight, David?
I'm doing good. I'm on right now with none other than the Pink Warrior, part of the Red Alert team, and they have a car that is called the Mistress, and they would like to lock in the Jolly Rancher. Or, you know what, they said, I mean, I know they can't run for that belt because that's the Georgia belt, but they want the winner. Either they want Jolly Rancher or they want the winner of the Dirty Boys in the Jolly Rancher race. They got a single carb, nitrous, 28, cast intake, ready to go.
Well, I like the fact that they're ready to go now, but they do have, you know, that's their option to pick either. They can pick the winner or the loser or both. Now, as you know, after the race, either champ has the belt. And they can challenge for the belt. There's no reason that they can't challenge for the belt. I don't know if either one would, you know, the champ always have 30 days, you know, but he can, you know, challenge for the belt if he needs to. By the same token, you know, both of those camps going to bring additional cars also.
Joe, I think also, I don't know how well you know, but I think the Gold Rush is coming.
I don't know them. Yeah, I don't know the Gold Rush.
That's the other That's the other coupe performance car that knocked off the Jolly Rancher at House of Hook 2 weeks ago.
Okay, small block car or big block car?
Small block cast intake, single car.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there with ours, and, you know, we'll be looking for him. I mean, it don't have to be the winner or loser of that race. I don't care, but, we like to race the Jolly Rancher because we had him locked in for Fayetteville, and then he broke it, didn't make it, if you do remember.
Okay, yeah, okay. And then y'all ended up running Fall of Nine.
Yeah, he has a break.
I do know that there's another, I think, JP, Bad Storm, I think, meet those same criteria, I think, and I think they may be coming.
Jay,
Bad Storm, this is the same person, Jay, that the Jolly Rant, this is the Pink Warrior that knocked off the Bad Storm at ACCO.
Okay, yeah, this is the guy Bad Storm said got away easy because they had trouble. That's what I was told. Now I might be wrong.
He did have troubles. He had a lot of troubles. Dude, he's still sleeping at ACCO, that driver is. He had lots of trouble.
So, you know, but definitely there's going to be some tremendous cars there. Some major small block cars coming in, you know, for that race. So I believe you're going to have some good pickings. You know, because definitely, you know, they're coming that distance. They're coming that distance to engage. You know, one of the cars that I've been looking for to see run is that it's Lester Neelis, the white boy, small block. Is there anybody in the Northeast that can carry that?
Jay, it's good that you said that because I have a text message right here, and if you need me, I can get him in here. Petey Small Block said that he wants to run for the Extreme Small Block Belt, the National Small Block Belt, on the 23rd against Lester Neely.
Is that hearsay, or had that been verified a lot by both parties? Or yeah,
it's been, That is a one side. I cannot get in touch with Lester Neely. If you can contact him, I've tried to hit him up on Facebook a couple times and a couple messages. I cannot get with him. So, but I can get Petey on right now, and we can. I can guarantee you one side. But you know that other side.
Well, I know for a fact, you know, the white boy has been trained to go, so I don't know if they ain't got no trouble. I think they're going to welcome that, you know, that opportunity, and then, you know, having the winner to this, and if that event happened now, and this would be the time, if anybody, let everybody know now, you know, this would be the first time that there's a national small block, and if this belt go up, it would be considered the extreme nitrous small block. And if you want to get in, if, you know, it go up in a shootout, and two cars is a shootout, but if somebody else want to get in that shootout, you know, they need to contact JB so that we can make it happen. And, you know, the winner come out with the extreme nitrous, you know, small block. Now, but JB, I do want you to know that I had to be specific when I said extreme small block, because I know SVO is listening. Because, and, you know, I heard that song so many times, stock block, small block. So I just want to make sure, for, I know SEO out there listening, so this is an extreme, it is extreme, but it's extreme nitrous small block national, you know. So, but if, you know, so that anybody won't be crying foul, this would be, you know, contact JB. So that you can get in on this, and you know, right now I think we got two contenders. Small block Petey, you know, versus the white boys. That minute, that will be something. You know, each one of these races, JB, seems like we need to go up on a ticket, because each one of these races worth $20 a piece.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Jay. You can take it how you want it, but there's a car coming from Mississippi, known to people as Hannibal. Now Hannibal is coming, and Hannibal has said, you know, in a post, he said, "Man, who's coming on 29?" And I told him who's coming, and he heard the list, and he said, "Well, if those cars are looking kind of suspect, Hannibal may just get hungry."
What? Hannibal coming all the way out of where?
Mississippi.
Well, you know, we got to see. Hannibal done did the easy part by making the comment. Now you got to bag it up. But let's get back to the, because I don't want to overlook The pink, you told me the pink what? The pink what?
The Pink Warrior.
The Pink Warrior, that's a unique name. I've heard some names before. The Pink Warrior. Any history on that name?
Any history on the name?
The name Pink Warrior. I mean, that ain't something you just pick off the top of your head.
Well, Jay, I also got the Pizza Gangster on here, so maybe the Pizza Gangster can run us down on the Pink Warrior name.
Yeah.
JB, you ain't put that. No, because the car, it's a one-off caller, and he's a fighter, and he'll go to battle with anybody. So when they put this one-off caller on the car, and it's like a fuchsia metallic pink, good-looking car, he's a warrior. And that's how the two came together, and it's stuck ever since.
You know,
how's that,
hey,
JB? How'd I do?
Hey, let me introduce you, Jay Barnes. This is Mr. Stefano, a.k.a. the Pizza Gangster. And as you know, Jay, I know you're coming in that day on Friday. He is invited. He can fit 90 in Stefano's, and he has invited us. I know I told him that you, probably Dog, Don Ye, and Chuck, and all of, you know, a couple people from the Midwest and a couple people from the South are coming in on Friday. He has invited us to Stefano's for some real authentic New York style people.
Yo, by the way, is Scotty G part of that crew there, JB?
Yeah, Scotty G is coming in on Friday, too.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But I was brought up on Pizza Hut, so I want to tell you. And every time I tell
Mr.
people
Bonds,
about that,
you have no idea what you're in for. You have no idea what you're in for. We're going to give you some real food. You're going to want to take it back down south. Trust me when I tell you.
Yeah, that's what I was told. That I don't know. I don't even know where the pizza. I'm looking forward to even knowing what a real pizza is supposed to taste like.
Mm. Then we're going to give you a cheesesteak. Listen, it's going to be hard for you to get out of the booth when I'm done with you guys.
But we got to make sure that everybody. I'm going to work on that. Make sure that everybody's on point, so we all be there. And I know, most of the time around the country, we always hang out on Friday nights at a local place. And we have an excellent time. So
yeah.
Make sure that John Ford and everybody on point for that.
And JB, if you give me a head count, like I said, I told you, you were talking about that bowling situation. I can make arrangements to make sure, like I said, we reserve some lanes for you. You know what I mean? So we
all
can
right,
make a night out of it.
Yeah, because, Stefano, I'm going to tell you,
we may get there, and that pizza gets so good, and we're having such a good time. You know, I haven't never seen JB bowl anyway, so it ain't like we got, bowling ain't, all we do is sit around and tell lies. You know, we drag racers, so you know.
You'll fit
yeah,
in good up here, and that's all right.
I heard you got good wine there, too, so, yeah, we might get good wine and liquor, so we might just, we might extra bowling out.
There
you got
go.
Also, it's one of them places, so we can't get no rock gut.
Rock what?
rock gut.
That's all.
BYOB. My place is BYOB, so you guys can bring whatever you want. Shine, everything. I'm good with that.
Okay. JB didn't know what rock gut was, JB.
I'm young, man. Y'all old school, man. You know, I'm still in my early 30s, man. You know,
JB, I know people in their early 30s ordering moonshine by the case. What you talking about?
There you go.
Oh,
but JB, listen now. I'm extending you the hospitality. You got to get me a race lock thing because I can't find nobody. Man,
right, well,
can you get a hold of that boy from the Wolf Pack, Calvin? We were trying to do something at Bud's Creek.
I tell you what, Jay Barnes, what I need you to do is contact our brother, Mr. Larry T, who has the contact for the Wolf Pack, and our host, Stefano, for Friday night, wants to run that Nova, the Wolf Pack Nova.
The Wolf Pack Nova, huh? Hold
yep,
on,
all motor. All motor, big block Nova.
Hell, Mr. Barnes, you can bring it. If you got anything that's just like me, we could do something. One of your crew.
Barnes,
I'm an all motor car.
You got an all motor car?
Yeah, all motor car. I said short deck, conventional head, cast intake, one carburetor. And I'm looking for action. JB knows the car.
Yep. And you running cars, you don't run cars with nitrous, do you?
No. Will I, if they make the race right, my car ain't that fast, you know what I mean? I used to run a car in 10-0 class.
I got you. Yeah, is that
Terry Clark right there?
Oh, yeah. That's Jay Barnes Alley right there.
Oh,
yeah.
10-0. Actually,
I'll
Terry,
do a 9. I'll do a 9.
He's a 550
a
breakout.
Don't play me. Yeah, don't play me. Don't play me.
JB.
Don't play me slow. I'll do a 9.
What's up, French?
Nah, man. I was just getting off from work. I had to call back in, man. See what was going on. That's all.
Yeah, I'm sick. We in here tonight with no other than the man behind Grudge Inc., the founder, Mr. Jay Bonds.
Okay. What's up?
Man, the Wolf Pack. Now, okay, explain to me why the Wolf Pack is scared of Pink Pony.
Pink Pony. He is scared. No. That, we are talking about the Pizza Gangster.
Oh, because, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he might be lactose intolerant. And that pizza got a lot of cheese on it.
Okay.
Now, I know when I last time I talked to Calvin, he had said that, like I said, we were trying to do it when we were in the lanes. He wanted to do another shakedown. I was ready to come off the trailer. Don't make a difference to me. But he said he had to do another shakedown or get some of the bugs out of the car. And I told him as soon as he's right, he's got as much action as he can handle. And I just ain't never heard nothing. I'm trying to lock something in for the 23rd. You know, now I'm working on a couple races up this way from guys up this way, but I still haven't heard back from anybody yet.
Okay. I don't know what to say about that. Like I say, maybe lactose intolerant. That's all I can say. Not everybody likes pizza, man.
That's all right. Well, yeah, but I got a full menu, so we all right. So I can accommodate anybody.
Yeah. So you all right? So you got a full menu, huh?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Mhm. From chicken Marcella, we do it all. Made to order. Everything's made fresh right there.
Right, man.
We got
that.
The full gamut.
Well, I hear that. Mm.
Anything else going on, man? What did I miss out on?
Well, you missed out. Right now, as we are waiting, but you know, the recording time is done, so we can't get anybody else in. But as
okay.
I give you a rundown, Petey Small Block has spoken, and he wants the first national extreme small block belt, nitrous. He wants the belt. Now, who he wants to race for that belt is Mr. Lester Neely is coming over with his small block car, and so we are trying to see if Petey Small Block and Lester Neely will engage on August 23rd at Cecil County for the first national nitrous extreme small block belt. Now, like I said, Petey Small Block has already said they are going to have something there ready for that action. So all we are doing, we are waiting for the other side to lock in. So that we are going to work on that, and also, Pink Warrior, you know, they got the car called the Mistress. They want
mm-hmm.
either the Dirty Boys, Coop Performance, or Jolly Rancher. So they are trying to lock in one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's looking up. And then I think his name, Jay, we had a guy call in today. I think his name was Gorilla. He called the car Gorilla. The Gorilla wants the Copperhead on the 23rd at Cecil County.
Hmm.
So, yeah, and the Pizza Gangster wants the Wolfpack. So, you know, this is – it's starting to get – you know, it's starting to get to that point now. The races are just – they're starting to flow in for next week. And I know of one car you know of. They call it Hannibal now. But Hannibal
– Yeah.
Hannibal is looking for a little action next week too. So, it's, you know, it's getting a little, you know – it's getting viral a little bit.
It's getting about that time.
Yep. So, and then Jay Barnes is looking for a 550 breakout with his Mustang.
So everybody getting it. Y'all getting it in all types of categories.
Yeah.
Hey,
Jay
JB.
Barnes. Yeah.
What's this Hannibal car you speak of?
The Hannibal car is a big block nitrous on 29.
Stock suspension.
What size tire?
He's on a
29.
I don't think it's a W either.
True 29?
Yep. It's that. Now, I'm kind of hearing some hostility in that voice there, sir. I'm hearing it now. French, let me tell you who this is on that line that's over there. He's doing his homework, see. Now, his homework is asking how it sits. Now, once he gets that in his mind, he's gonna think about it, and he's probably going to let me know tomorrow that, hey, JB, find out what he want to do. Now, see, that person on that other line is no other than Mr. Terry Clark from the SVO camp.
I hear
it. It ought to be some kind of applause or something come on when you say that, JB. I mean, it ought to be some applause because Terry Clark and the SVO, you know, I'm thinking, you know, arguably is the fastest car in 2018 in the country. Now, you know, I'm putting it out there. That's you know.
Yeah, I ain't arguing with that for sure.
You know, so hold on there, J-Bone. You're telling me that he is the fastest. Now you ain't even sipping it either. He is the fastest car on 28. Now that means small block, big block, anything. Good.
Four wheels. I don't know. Now let me tell you this. I ain't trying to hurt they hustle. You know. So let me tell you. That's my opinion. I believe. Now they struggling. You know. They just went and got one of them bikini waxes about 2 weeks ago over there by Kip and Chad gave them a bikini wax. So, but I still say, Tony Bynes gave them, Kip got one side, did the bikini wax, bohemian wax on one side, and Primetime did the bohemian bikini on the other side. So, you know, I still say, though, you know, even though they might be a little bare around the private right now, I still say they're the fastest car in the country, you know. That's just my opinion. You know, but statistically, you know, they're kind of down right now.
Okay, well, I can tell you right now, last night, Jay Barnes, on Wednesday, Ugly, the car that we've been talking about, me and you, Jay, that has got a set of stickers and some shirts going that way. They took out. They brought some action last night on 28 stock suspension. They went down and took out old Cuddy Bannister down at. It was a good race, one hell of a race between both Cubby. Cubby I think made the trip. Ugly made the trip, and from what I know, they will run again. And that was one hell of a race, Jay. I'm gonna tell you. It was a nice little crowd.
Cubby went down. You said who won? Cubby or
Ugly got
won?
The win. Ugly got the win, but Cubby Ugly won.
But was the win Ugly?
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. It looked like he might have had him by half a car.
Okay, so it was a pretty win. Ugly had a pretty win. Now let me ask you this: I got to tie somebody up in. I guess I can tie somebody up in. But how did we jump from SBO? I clicked over and came back. How we jump from the SBO having a bikini wax, and I come back, and 2 seconds later, we talking about a pretty win for Ugly?
Well, good. You know, Ugly, let me put it like this. Ugly is new to the scene. Because, you know, Ricky, he has a car called Animal Control, and then his cousin has a car called Ugly. Now, it's funny that they call the bitch Ugly, because that's a pretty bitch. But, you know, it's one of them oxymorons, Jay. It's a pretty ugly bitch. But, it's on 28. It's stock suspension. And, I don't know if they're going to be with us next week. I know, they had talked about going to Piedmont, but, you know.
But now let me go down my list one more time. I want to make sure you got this right. Now we talked about SVO being the madder man in the land with the bikini wax. We talked about Ugly with the pretty win. Now let's go back to the pink pony. I still say the Bad Storm told me that I got this direct from Bad Storm. He said. They don't want Pink Warrior don't want none of that trouble no more never in life. Now I'm just that's what I was told.
Well, as you know, Jay, we were just on and he told us whatever. Now look, this is what he wants. He said he will do the race with the Josh Jones again. The Bad Storm and the Pink Warrior can go at it next week again. But he also wants.
I'm gonna take it with y'all.
He wants you. He wants you. He's. Who we got on here? Got a custom. All right, but he wants you to see if you can get him a lock in with the mistress versus either Jolly Rancher or the Dirty Boys.
Now, is the mistress? So the mistress is a nitrous car, and the Pink Boy is a motor car.
No, both of them are nitrous cars. One of them's a big block conventional, and one of them's a small block. The mistress is a small block nitrous, and the pink, as you call it, the pink pony, is a big block conventional.
You got to close some of your mics. You got to close some of your mics. I can't hear what you're saying.
We got it now. But as
I just want you to know, I ain't been to the Northeast. And I don't think that Bad Storm made that trip up there for nothing. I believe so. Bad Storm ran a big block.
Bad Storm ran a big block. Bad Storm ran the Pink Warrior, which is a conventional head big block.
And they sprayed it too.
Yeah, they sprayed.
Damn.
Yeah, and see, right now, Jay, it is 1-1. The Bad Storm has a win, and the Pink Warrior has a win.
Well, now, in the world, you know, that's grudge racing. That's something that we need to acknowledge. That's grudge racing because those cars, based on what you tell me, they don't sit alike, you know. So Bad Storm stepped up to a big block.
He stepped up and ran a big block. And he wants that big block again.
Bam. Well, I think that's a lot for Bad Storm, you know, stepping up to a big block. You know what I'm saying?
It does. You are not lying. It does.
What? So now the car, the mistress is a small block though.
The mistress is a small block. Single carb nitrous carb.
Okay. Do the mistress want any trouble out of Bad Storm? I'm just asking a question.
You said, do the mistress want any? Now, see, the mistress wants the Bad Storm, but the Bad Storm wants the big block car.
Hello. Damn, how that work? How do you jump over a small block to get to a big block?
I'm gonna tell you, he wants the big block car, Jay.
Damn.
Do
the big block car get Bad Storm? Do they make it right?
Huh? No, they want him head up.
Damn. Well, let me ask you this thing. Let's hold that thought. Let me ask you this question now, JB. And I need you to be honest with me, JB. I need you to be honest with me.
Alright.
In a three-way fight between Jolly Rancher, Dirty Boy Cooper Farmers, and Bad Storm, who do you like?
Oh, man. Three-way fight between them three. I'm gonna go with Josh Jones. I'm gonna go with the Storm.
Now, you think? So you like Bad Storm versus Jolly Rancher? You like Bad Storm?
Yes, I do.
I just want to make sure everybody hear what you're saying, so that you can't backpedal.
No, ain't nobody gonna backpedal. There's no backpedaling, so. But this is tomorrow. What I need you to do, Jay Barnes, is I need you to. I know you'll talk with Big Dave, and then we also need to talk with Mr. Neely because I think it's time for the first.
Who you got? Who you got on that mic? I can't tell the difference.
It's just me and you.
Somebody's talking their ass off.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I have muted every mic.
For the boys, man.
Except for 478-501-4074.
I know who that is now with all that damn noise now then.
Who is it?
That's none other than Dollar Bill himself. That's the only man I know that got a little power in his car to push through a telephone.
I don't know how in the world it'd be.
But
hey,
now that's good that he's on here, because Dollar Bill, Pink Warrior said that he will, and I can give you his number. He said he will.
But hold
run
on,
y'all
hold on, hold on, hold on, JB. If that's your man, and he come on, you don't give him, you don't announce him, you don't do nothing. Come on, JB. What kind of fan are you, man?
Well, actually, as you know, he isn't new to this radio show, Jay Bonds. He's been on here at least 2 to 3 times. So Dollar Bill is no, we done had him on here blowing asses out and telling motherfuckers how it's going to be and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I thought that when Dollar Bill come on, y'all start playing the Pledge of the Legion and everybody got to damn stand up.
Now, look, as you know, I just told you that he wants the Pink Warrior. And I can understand why, because even though he is stepping out of his small block zone, he wants to go ahead and end that confrontational, that one-on-one, and they just want to go ahead and get that over with. And like I told you, Joe Minicondi was just on, and he did say that he would run him again. So if you want, I will call and I'll see what he wants.
No.
To, you know, if he...
No, you know, Bad Storm, they're trying to catch Bad Storm. You know, Bad Storm, you know, he's trying to take the top pressure. He ain't quite, he's trying to get down in them threes. He ain't quite in them threes yet, so you can't just rush him.
Oh, so you gotta let him slowly get back on the gas, huh?
Yeah. You know, you don't want to turn him loose too quick, but now, you know he don't travel for nothing. So when he get there, he gonna be looking for somebody. But you know, I believe he trying to sneak up on Jolly Rancher, but I ain't sure.
Oh, Jolly Rancher know every time we on the premises, we got action.
You know what I'm talking about? Now, and then how did you let Terry come on? You ain't, where that dirty bitch? When Terry come on, the dirty bitch didn't say nothing.
Oh, the dirty, actually, the crazy bitch is getting it right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The crazy bitch is getting ready right now. Because he is going down, as you know, he's one of the horsemen, and he is going down. They got a two-day event this week. So, you know, he's getting ready as we speak. Now, also, just then, Jay Bonds, we got somebody on here. Now, I don't know if he can push the one button now to talk because, you know, we are past that time, but Russell Carlos, a.k.a. Pee-wee with the big net. Oh, now I take that back. Hold on. 914-275-5466. Is this Mr. Pee-wee? 914-275-5466. What's going on? Is this Russell?
Mr. Pee-wee himself.
Yeah, hey, Jay Bonds, let me introduce you. This is one of the guys from the north. This is Pee-wee with the big nasty boot.
Is that the car I seen on Facebook?
That's me.
Black Malibu on 2129.
Midnight blue.
Yep,
man, that thing is off the chain. That thing is off the chain, isn't it? We got to get a... I want make sure that we get a photo shoot
with John Ford on that car, man. That thing off his name.
I was sitting here, and y'all mentioned the ugly Mustang, and my blood pressure went up. And I don't... I won't be able to make the 23rd, but the 31st at Larry T's show, I'm on his ass. I know he locked in. I know he locked in to run Goldie, but me and him had a verbal agreement at the racetrack the other week, so I guess he got double trouble.
I got to see that one. That,
yeah.
So you got issues with Ugly.
Well, what happened? I was in the staging lanes and I didn't know they was doing that Long Island versus Merlin, and the guy who was supposed to run Ugly got scared, so he asked me would I take his place. So I was just testing, and I did the Charlie Wilson on him, and I guess he got mad. But then we was going to do it, but then that's when Long Island Joe's son had the little mishap at the end of the race. But on the 31st, he got problems.
Mm-mm. So, what is the name of that car?
What, his car?
No, your car.
Big Nasty Boo.
The Big Nasty Boo is plotting to do something nasty to Ugly.
I'm going to make him pretty. I'm going to give him a facelift.
That's the reason I might need to come back up there and see that.
Yes, you go.
I got to see the Big Boo. I got to see the Big Boo in action.
Because I had a little mishap on Memorial Weekend, and me and Goldie is locked in on the 30th. As soon as I finish with Goldie, I'm going to get a couple of hours sleep, and I'm coming to Merlin with an attitude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got to see that. So, JB.
Yes, sir.
Make sure.
Yeah, you got to get out. I'm going to go ahead and get you straight. So you go on and get right and make sure you come on out here on that day.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. That, man, I got to see that Big Buko. The Big Boo. Now, the Ugly is a Mustang.
Mm-hmm. I have a whole family.
So the Big Boo.
Yeah, for rent their plastic.
4,000 pound is running against a 2,000 pound Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm meat delivery. Hey, can I get a Pepsi for it?
Order me a Mountain Dew over ordering some food.
Yeah, you order enough for everybody.
All right, now the only other person, is that Terry? I believe Terry's still on ordering food and don't know it.
He don't know he ordering food, or he don't know he ordering food.
He might be ordering that bikini wax. But yeah, Jay, I just text Larry. I said, Larry, it seemed like Jay. It looked like Jay gonna be in the area for the 31st. You know, so find him something to run with the 550 breakout.
Yes, sir. That's me. I did a little testing today. I might need to push that back to the 6-0. I ain't quite sure. No, disregard my 550.
Big Nasty Boo versus Ugly. Lord, and then not only that's a weekend, so you got Ugly versus the Boo, and then you got Boo versus Goldie, and then you got Ugly versus Goldie. Lord, have mercy. Golly, somebody gonna be on top. Somebody gonna be on bottom. That's all I'm gonna say.
It's going to be a very interesting weekend.
Now, let me ask this question. Dollar Bill still on?
Yeah.
Dollar Bill is still on?
Dollar Bill, I'm going to ask you this question.
What's up?
No.
Taking
in consideration,
two
call, who is the fastest, to, you know, based on what you think now, the fastest two call small blocks in the country?
The fastest two in the country.
The fastest two call small block in the country. Who do you think is?
Shit, right now, I would have to probably say, I had to go with the white boy right now. Because I'm about to step up and beat him. I had to go with him.
Now, what say you, Jibby?
He made a good point, Jay. Right now, if you talking about right at this point right now, you got to say the white boys. I mean, you might have had a good argument with Chucky, but Chucky done stepped up to a new playing field.
Let me ask the Big Boo. What do you think, Big Boo?
Well, he small block. Now, look, he in that area. Now, he knows somebody in that area with a bad small block, so I think I know who he going to fall for.
Yeah, well, I'm asking to see what do you think.
Now, small block, gangster small block. Woof. I don't know. I don't have no friends. I kind of, right now, I like the Southern Assassins.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
Have the Southern Assassin race in the last 5 years?
Well, they was locked in with the white boys for Valdosta, but I heard my man had some family issues he had to tend to, so.
Your Honor, I got to ask the same question one more time. Have they raced anybody in the last 5 years?
No, they haven't.
Okay. All right. I just want to keep, but that don't mean that they don't have good potential.
No.
They got good potential.
Well, I'm going to take the underdog if they have a shootout. I'm going to go with Jamie.
Who?
Jamie.
Uh-huh.
Prime time.
Oh, the wizard. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a single call up or two call up? Anybody know?
Single call.
Single.
If they were to have a shootout,
you like Figure Man, Bad Storm. Which one you like? Head up
Trigger
8 Mile,
man.
Pro Tree.
Trigger Man.
Is that because Trigger Man lucky as hell, or because you think he got the muscle?
I think he's a good dancer at the end of the race, so I'm going with the dancer.
He do that? So now, in relation to boosted cars in the Northeast, what you got over there, boosted cars, other than the crazy bitch?
Jay, it's interesting that you said that because we was just on before you got on, and I just wanted to let you know that the boys from the Northeast up there, Pee Wee know them, the Red Alert crew, they said they got a small block, single turbo car that they said they just got out, and they said they may want to go ahead and do something with Boost 12.
Well, now, let me tell you what Terry told me. Terry told me that just in case that car, you know just to accommodate them, they would disconnect one of their turbos. So just like you can disconnect one of your systems, you can disconnect one of your turbos.
Okay. All right.
You with me on it? I mean, what you gonna do? How you been?
That's okay. So you gonna tell me that they gonna kick off one of their, you know, they gonna kick off one of their turbos.
We're gonna stop it.
Shit, that'll work. Oh, hey, look, Jay Barnes, just an update. Lavelle McDonald, the owner of Hannibal, as I have told y'all, which is a nitrous big block Chevy on 29s or 28, he is coming from Mississippi. He said he's driving 15 hours to support Grudge Inc., and he's looking for that action.
But if he got trouble with me, if he shut a 6-0 breakout, damn it, me and him going to war.
What?
Don't give a damn about him coming out of Mississippi. I got a 6-0 breakout. Be in the lanes by 6, pro tree, head up, 8th of a mile, 500 on 1,000. Now what?
Okay. All right, I hear you.
Yeah, that's my step. All he can do is say yes or no.
Okay, well, all I know is hey, let me see if he's still on. Terry Clark, are you still on? Yeah, he's still 219-614-4018.
You know it takes Terry. It takes about 10 minutes to come off of mute.
Well, let him know, Jay, that it looks like the Hannibal car, I see they are talking in another post, and Hannibal is coming 15 hours, so it looked like Hannibal just may want that action.
Who? Want SDO?
They are in a post right now. I'm going to tell you, it might start getting steamy in a minute.
Man, Hannibal, the 80s on head, man. Something wrong if he trying to do something with SVO. That man ain't that crazy, is it?
Jay, I'm just telling you that Hannibal is in a post right now, and they are talking, and he said he's coming 15 hours, so that man going to be looking for that action. And I already told him that, you know, SVO going to be there. So, Jay, this it could get interesting, Jay.
Yeah, it's already interesting. It's just gonna get damn. I hate that the Big Boo can't be there, because I really want to see the Big Boo, and now that you done told me, I want to see the Big Boo run ugly, and then on top of that, now you said Hannibal coming, but fuck it. Okay, well, we don't know. We can't just put the Big Boo on anybody, because damn Big Boo weighs 4,000 pounds, so we can't just...
Tell him again, Jay.
Yeah. You know, this can't just be... But the one that he picked, they in trouble. That's all I'm going to say. Well, I don't know. So, but let me tell you this, JB.
Yeah,
we got several title matches going on. What are the title matches that you? I know you don't announce it. Tell me one more time so I know.
Well, let me go ahead.
Who's
and
going
go
up
back
against
to my,
who for what title?
Let me go back to my flyer front over here with Mr. Burke. First, we got the Extreme Fox Body Belt, which will be ran for by none other than the Crazy Bitch. I just got to put emphasis on that because that sounds crazy. But the Crazy Bitch from the DMV taking on SVO from the Midwest. Then we got, hold on, let's go to the next one. Then we got Jolly Rancher taking on the Dirty Boys Coup Performance for the Nitrous Small Block Georgia Belt. Then we got right here, we got Gene Stevens in the Most Wanted Camaro taking on the Coroner. And we also, Jay, you're going to have to help me out with that belt. But right now we got Tony Wright running Donye for, I want to say, the Extreme 29 belt. Am I right about that, Jay? Well, I guess I'm right about that. Yeah, Dernier. So, yeah, we got those are the belts that are being ran for on August 23rd. And, oh, there go. Hey, Terry Clark, so you are you back in there, sir?
Yeah,
I can hear you talking, but you're not, I don't think you hear me. Terry Clark.
Yeah, go ahead.
I see you and Mr. Hannibal are having a little conversation in one of those posts. So, is there a chance that we may see Hannibal in SVO?
I'm not sure what post, but maybe.
Yeah, there's a post. See, you must not know who Hannibal is yet. There's a post
no.
where you're commenting on with a certain guy named Mr. Lavelle McDonald, the owner of Hannibal.
Okay.
And I think he said he got a 15-hour trip, and he's looking for action.
Okay. Give me one second. Hang on. I got people coming in on that work.
Oh, yeah, and Mr. Pee-wee.
Yep.
I just got put up a post, and it looks like the Ugly Crew said they're going to fuck up 2 G-bodies in 1 weekend, and that is Goldie and the Big Nasty. So, you know, they are going to fuck up 2 G-bodies in 1 weekend.
Well, all I can say is we looking for a short order cook after the race, and they said Ricky Fox know how to cook, so he could come join our crew.
Okay, so what you're saying is after y'all go and you say y'all going to knock off Ugly, y'all giving him an invitation to join the crew?
As a short order cook.
God damn. So, okay, all right. So that's interesting. So a short order cook for the crew.
Yeah.
Oh, have mercy. Okay. I heard that one. So, yeah, I see this. Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. So, yeah, I got some crazy week. Yeah, for the next month and a half, I'll be traveling here and there. But I know that next weekend, Cecil, week after is Maryland VMP, so I definitely got to check this one out because from what I'm seeing, a lot of people are saying Ugly is going to go 2-0 versus the G-Bodies.
Well, all I can do is tell them to call the stock market and invest in a lot of Advil and Tylenol because the stock about to go up.
Okay. Okay. All right. God damn. Okay. Oh, have mercy. So yeah, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. So yeah, I'll be up there. You can definitely count me in. You know, I'm already in the doghouse with the old lady anyway. So might as well keep on digging. So.
It's that time of the year, so.
Yeah, I'm in the doghouse, so yeah, I'll be there on the 30th and the 31st. I'll be back and forth, and then the week after that, I'll be at Capitol with Monster. Week after Piedmont, I'm kind of in that shape right now. You know, the old lady ain't too happy. She's not happy, but you know, I gotta keep doing my thing. You know, because that's where my love at. You know.
One thing I tell my friends, they'll get over it.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You got some nice friends too. I got to tell you that. You got some nice friends.
Cause see, right now I drive charter bus, and I had called Tony Bonds, and Tony Bonds go see the root doctor in South Carolina, but he told me I can't go to South Carolina. I got to go to Wisconsin, Oshkosh, Wisconsin. So I'm out here. I've been here for a whole week seeing the root doctor, and somebody gonna have some problem.
I hear you. So, yeah, I got, Lord, have mercy, the big nasty versus ugly.
Because,
Lord,
see, I got to come back and whoop ugly ass because I had a stranger come up to me and he begged me to please whoop ugly ass. He tired of them talking shit and they this and that. And I hugged him and I said, don't worry about it, son. Calm down. I'll take care of it for you.
Now, I'm going to ask, this stranger wasn't about 5'4", was it?
Yeah, that was him.
Okay, we good. We good. I know who that stranger is, so yeah, we good. Yeah, I gotta, man, it was nice having you on, man. Hopefully you can get on some more, man. It's good talking with you, and I mean,
yeah.
Just know, I'm gonna be there. One thing about me, I always support Larry. Larry, good people. He look out for me. I look out for him. Same with Wim Brown and all of them. So,
but
I love
whooping them hometown heroes. I love being an underdog.
Okay, so right now you feel like an underdog to ugly, so you got to come make him pretty ugly, huh?
Yep. You got
okay.
It.
Okay, well, then, all right, well, then I'm going look, I'm going to be looking for you the 31st, and I hope you bring your friends.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Yeah, you just bring your friends, because the doghouse ain't going to get but deeper, so just go on and bring your friends.
Okay, I got you. I understand what you're talking about.
All right, man.